Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The economy will take center stage when President Trump visits Northeast Pennsylvania later today. The visit comes a day after he announced a $12 billion aid package for America's farmers, and as high prices remain top of mind for many Americans.
The president will visit Mount Pocono, where he's expected to focus on the inflation crisis and affordability.
The Democrats caused the affordability problem, and we're the ones that are fixing it.
The president has described affordability as a con job and a hoax. However, his White House has been taking steps recently to counter the persistent economic concerns of Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration has authorized chipmaker NVIDIA to sell advanced AI chips to communist China. The BBC's Nick Marsh says it represents a major national security policy about face, lifting a ban on the sales of those chips to China.
Now they have this enormous Chinese market to sell to and sell their very top-end chips to. The downgraded, modified chips that they were trying to sell to Chinese customers in order to comply with this ban, they just weren't selling. So this is a big win on the commercial front for NVIDIA. Donald Trump's argument is that this ban was stifling innovation for NVIDIA and for the whole industry, and therefore was harming the possibility of American jobs.
Federal Reserve policymakers opened a two-day meeting today at which they're expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. Arctic cold has settled in across a wide swath of the country, dropping temperatures from the upper Midwest to the Northeast. Snow is also anticipated this week across the Great Lakes and the Northeast. On Wall Street, Dow futures 40 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up this morning, if you're traveling Falls Road south of Ruxton Road, they're working on a water main break, and the report is right now they'll be alternating traffic one lane each way. So factor that in between Old Pimlico Road and the ramp area and the signal there at Ruxton Road, just to the west of the JFX along Falls Road. There is a minor wreck on the shoulder. It's not a big deal. Southbound 95 in Harford County, right after Mountain Road. State police are there with the flashing lights on, looking live here with the lanes open, and we're already busy southbound at both the Harford tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 18 degrees in Bowley's Quarters and 17 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A city police officer is injured following a Monday night crash in North Baltimore. The accident happened near the intersection of Falls Road and Cold Spring Lane while the officer's vehicle was stationary. The suspect involved in the crash took off on foot, but was quickly taken into custody by other officers. The injured officer was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The investigation is ongoing. A former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office has pleaded guilty to federal charges for the sexual exploitation of two minors. 50-year-old Ryan Hall of Woodstock also pleaded guilty to possession of child sexual abuse material. According to court documents from May of 2017 through October of 2024, Hall sexually abused two minors computers and installed cameras to produce child sexual abuse material. Hall's sentencing is set for March 3rd. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 964. The pick 4, 3708. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the day after is always hard after a loss, even more so yesterday in Owings Mills. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked if he was comfortable at all with the league's explanation of the referee's absurd decisions on Sunday.
Well, that's a complicated kind of a question there. Like, am I comfortable? You know, no. Do I think it needs more clarification? Yeah, it's about as clear as mud right now. That's how I feel about it.
Later, the coach expanded a little bit more on what went on yesterday between the Ravens and the league.
And they were gracious enough to spend a lot of time on the phone with myself and Eric and Tony Mihalik, and we appreciate that. It didn't clear anything up. It didn't make it any easier to understand in either one of the two calls. They're very hard to understand how they get overturned. But they did, and that's where it stands.
And where the Ravens stand right now is second place in the AFC North, and at the moment, on the outside looking in on the playoffs. Monday Night Football last night in Los Angeles was full of turnovers. Five of them, in fact, for Philadelphia, including this one on the game's final play.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off. Intercepted, and the Chargers win the ball game.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. Five turnovers for the Eagles, four interceptions by Jalen Hurts, and the Chargers win in an overtime. 22-19 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, baseball's winter meetings begin, and a mea culpa from the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, December 9, 2025. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up on the program in this hour, a Marine Corps billboard in Baltimore vandalized with the word Nazi. Will the Supreme Court give President Trump more executive power? It seems like they may be poised to do so. We'll explain what's going on there. But our top story here today is, once again, we'd like to have a true, authentic opposition party in the state of Maryland. Unfortunately, I cannot say that we do. Yes, there are Republicans. And look, there are a lot of good Republicans, some even conservative, some even MAGA and America First, but very few of those. But we don't really have an opposition party, not when so many Republicans want to go along to get along. Case in point, the speaker election for the Democrats, which have a supermajority in the General Insane Asylum, is going to lead, as we know, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, as they basically shoved everybody aside, kicked to the curb to make way for the progressive Democrat. And immediately we have Republican members of the General Assembly praising this. Here is Delegate Kathy Zuliga praising the new speaker of the Democrats in Maryland.
She's very honest and really is perhaps the hardest working delegate in Annapolis. While we may not agree on some issues, she always wants to make sure that all opinions are brought to the table.
Some issues? I would think most issues. I mean, it's just, and then, of course, Zuliga said that Adrian Jones, who was described as a nice lady, that's fine. You could be a nice lady, but not when you're constantly cutting off debate. Not when you're not letting Republican bills be introduced or Republicans debate these things on the floor. She got Adrian Jones gave the backhand to the Republican Party in Annapolis repeatedly. And we only voice minor displeasure.
I was disappointed a number of times, especially in the last session, that debate was cut short, and we didn't feel like we were able to really get all the facts out on the table. And I know Delegate Pena Melnick very much values respectful debate.
Yeah, we'll see how that turns out for you Republicans down in Annapolis. And finally, there is an admission that she is a progressive here, but I don't know why Delegate Zuliga is bending over backwards trying to, lick the boots of the new Democrat speaker.
Certainly, Delegate Pena Melnick does have some more progressive ideas. But as the Speaker of the House, you really have to make sure that you're listening to everyone, that everyone's opinions and ideas are brought forward to make sure we can come up with the best solution.
See, once again, this idea that listening, it's about action. It's about what bills get on the floor, what bills get voted on, what assignments you get, how much debate you're allowed on the floor. It's one of the reasons why many Republicans seek now to, actually serious Republicans seek to get the hell out of Dodge. Because, again, you're not calling the shots. I understand people do think you get more with honey than you do vinegar. But if you're going to be a true opposition party, you're going to have to start eventually pushing back on the Democrat strong arming and at least show that you're willing to fight for the people in Maryland that they're trying to neutralize here with the latest redistricting here with Andy Harris and so much more. All right, we'll get into other missteps here in the last week of the Maryland GOP, and it just leaves you shaking your head. When are we ever going to have a party that fights for us? 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, here with the update is Lugnuts Johnson.
And good morning. We have an accident. Apparently now it looks to be in the median, but I think once the equipment arrives, this may change. Outer loop, Wilkins Avenue. If you're coming down the hill from Frederick Road, they're already kind of looking at it. So I'm not sure there isn't another vehicle involved here a little bit further down from the original site. But for right now, if you're coming south of Frederick Road, heads up, more equipment will be responding. The inner loop is probably going to look at it as well. So right in that area between Frederick Road and 95, a number of flashing lights arriving in that area. City Fire just pulled up. They're in Cherry Hill for dwelling fire. Doesn't appear to be serious at this point, but the local traffic there, 5,000 block of Seagull Avenue, that would be just off the intersection at Hanover Street and Poteet Street in that area. Water main break going to be a problem this morning. Crews are working on Falls Road south of Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today. Very cold to start today, but high is only going to be in the low to mid-30s. Overnight, back down to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, rain is possible, but it will be a bit milder tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s. I jumped in the car this morning. It was 14 degrees in Reisterstown. 14. It's only 16 in Columbia. So, again, very, very cold here this morning. Time for some
more. Makes you feel better. It's 42 in Brooksville.
Well, that's still chilly for Florida.
It's chilly for us.
Yeah, exactly. But we still can't really identify with that. We'd love to have 42 right now, believe me.
I would sell it to you. How much are you willing? Let's open the bid.
The opening bid. Proposed law in the EU would ban the use of meat-related terms for plant-based food. So it would be illegal in Europe to use terms like veggie burger or vegan sausage.
Good.
So instead, they'll have to call them.
That's not what it is.
They'll have to call them by their new names, ooh and yuck. Gross. They should do this here. I'm surprised RFK Jr. Isn't demanding that we should do the same thing here, because there's nothing burger about plant-based stuff. It's not meat.
Awful.
It ain't meat.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
It's awful.
Department of Homeland Security is receiving criticism for a new holiday-themed deportation campaign that warns illegals they're going ho-ho home. Jeez. They're also renaming Alligator Alcatraz as Jingle Bell Jail. Perhaps even Santa Slammer would be good. Or Partridge in a Penitentiary. Take your
they
pick.
They still have some people down there, but they're locals.
They are locals. Okay. Yeah. You mean they're in the Everglades?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good luck getting out of that place.
You ain't going anywhere.
You can't drive in there. You got to fly in there, right?
Where they are, yes. I mean, you can, you know, it's between Fort Lauderdale and Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in there, but it's not accessible. You just can't go drive. Well, you can see it off in the distance.
Right.
Put it that way.
Okay. Attorney General Pam Bondi has instructed the FBI to make a list of American extremists. And in the spirit of seasoned Cash Patel, will be checking it twice just to make sure we know what's going on there. The Golden Globes have a new category this year for Best Podcast. And Joe Rogan was not nominated.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like the Notre Dame of the podcasters. He's going to see Notre Dame.
You'd be on that list.
Oh, no. No, we've
done a good job.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We've suspended ours for the moment. We may bring it back. We were talking about Waymo last week. Remember that?
Yep.
Federal regulators are investigating Waymo after its self-driving cars were cited for multiple violations for not stopping for school buses in Texas and Georgia. Wow. Yeah, that's the last thing you want is self-driving cars running into your child at the bus stop.
That's nice, isn't it?
Jeez.
Mm-mm-mm. Did you see the yesterday, I think it was in San Francisco, on Lombard Street. You know how that road goes?
Yeah, yeah.
They were all tangled up together, and they didn't know how to move or back up. And yeah. The local traffic couldn't get through at all. They were just all the way. What are they called?
A Waymo?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are.
They were all just sitting there looking at each other because they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Wasn't Google test driving a self-driving car as well?
Yeah, they tried that for a while. They tried it for a while.
They gave it up. Yeah. Even I don't think even Tesla is doing it. And they have one. I think they have
that Audi driverless car.
Right.
And passed it going 92 miles an hour in my Mustang.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a real car. This is a phony baloney car.
Kennedy Center honorees receiving their medal to the White House over the weekend, and the actual ceremony will air December the 23rd. So just the clips I've seen, Trump had a great time hosting. He was the entertainer-in-chief, even with this exchange with legendary country singer, the king of country, George Strait.
Country music legend George Strait.
I think if you want to leave it on, you can. I think we can get it through. Okay. Oh, he's got good hair.
A little bit.
I still got a little bit. Surprised. Sometimes I take it off and there's not a lot.
There's not a lot.
He took off his hat.
He's actually a pretty funny guy.
Yeah. Very.
He is.
Yeah.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah. Looked great. A little energetic. He was sharp. He was. He's having fun.
A lot of people in this room I like. A lot of people in this room I hate.
Right.
Came right out and said it.
It reminded me of, what's that British comedian's name that ripped the Hollywood actors during the, the Oscars?
Ricky Gervais.
Yes, Ricky Gervais. That was one of the all-time best.
Yep.
That, to me, was one of the greatest.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
Yeah. Researchers at Texas A&M have discovered a way to stop aging. In the study, they discovered a possible method of recharging one's cells like batteries.
Mm.
That's great news for America's oldest group of people, Congress. There's a bunch of septuagenarians, octogenarians, and all sorts of folks in there.
You know, one of these days, 10 years down the road, they might say to me, you want to try some of this stuff? Give it to me.
What, to prolong your life?
Yeah, as long as it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have me sit.
Haven't you been doing that?
You know.
Haven't you been drinking an exorbitant amount of formaldehyde to make sure that you preserve yourself?
Just a shot glass every night.
Just a apple cider and a little something else in cider.
That's why you got to have a chaser.
That's right. Absolutely.
Leaves a bad taste.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. We are off and running here this morning, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. What's up with the Maryland GOP? Already licking the boots of Jocelyn Peña Melnick, the new Democrat speaker. Is that an opposition party? Is that a party that fights for you and I? It just seems like, it's the more of the same. The establishment just wants to go along to get along, just so we can say that we got a little piece of the pie, and we'll be happy with it. We'll just go over here at the little table on the corner and eat our pie and be happy. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. The next misstep for the Maryland GOP coming up next.
Winter brings many threats, from snow and ice to dangerous and deadly cold temperatures. The Fox 45 Weather Authority team keeps you and your family safe, alerting you days in advance before severe weather hits.
What we do know is that the snow moves in after midnight on Monday.
Once it arrives, our team works around the clock to keep you informed about what's happening.
Our storm is still moving through the area. We are not done with it.
Learning more and timing out threats as they move through your area. Fox 45 News is your weather authority.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes now with a Tuesday morning rush hour update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so one of the police cars now, has been a little change here on the outer loop at Wilkins. It looks like there may be activity on both sides of the roadway, outer loop on the right side shoulder, and then there was a car stop in the median, same spot. So a couple different areas they're looking at it. We're getting most of the lanes through, but if you're coming down the hill from Frederick Road, going to bunch up right there at Wilkins Avenue, and now the inner loop is going, we don't care. Coming right on by it, headed northbound from 95, so not a big deal at that point. There's a new minor wreck in the city, Pulaski Highway at North Point Road. City fire indicating now the fire call in Cherry Hill is not going to be a big deal. Local traffic there, they're in the 5,000 block of Seagull Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mixture of sun and clouds, chilly, highs in the low to mid-30s today. Overnight, temps will be in the upper 20s and things start to warm up a bit tomorrow, mid-40s, but with some rain possible for tomorrow. Right now, 18 degrees and clear in the city. It's a 17 in Essex. And we're talking right now about the Maryland GOP and how they're supposed to be an opposition party, but they end up being sort of go along to get along, establishment types. Another case in point, besides the praise of the incoming Democrat Speaker, Jocelyn Peña Melnick, is what they're doing now. We have the establishment weighing in. They have Adam Wood, he is the executive director of the Maryland GOP, and now he announced his candidacy for the Maryland State Senate in District 42 just the other day after filing the State Board of Elections. And the problem, look, good luck, everybody's Everybody's welcome to run, but we've seen this play before. What this does when the establishment, and they all have lined up behind Chris West, the establishment senator, has endorsed Wood, Carroll County Senator Justin Reedy, he's another one of the establishment Republicans, Chris Tomlinson, delegate and former Republican nominee for Congressional District 2, Nicoli Ambrose. They've all piled behind Adam West. Well, I understand there was another guy that was interested in running for the state Senate seat, being vacated by Chris West, and had already begun raising money and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, here come the establishment along with the Maryland Senate, people like Steve Hershey and others that are going to donate $50,000. See, this is what they do. They cherry-pick the winners and losers like they did with Kelly Schultz versus Dan Cox.
Yep.
And this, Kristen, we see this pattern repeatedly in the state of Maryland.
And they're the same. It's two sides of the same coin. They both do the Democrats, like in the speaker race, they're picking, they're choosing. They're not letting there be a real contest or a real decision. And the Republicans do it, too. And the Republicans are worse because they're picking the candidate that the voters should get to pick. I mean, the party, I don't even know why the party exists. They're supposed to support any candidate running under their party, but they don't. They find ways to pick and choose. Like you said, just 4 years ago. You know, the Kathy Shalega stuff, I mean, first of all, did we ever hear an endorsement like that for Dan Cox 4 years ago?
Yeah, good
I
point.
Know she endorsed Kelly Scholz in the primary, but she never endorsed or did anything like that for her own party in the general. And she also supported Adrian Jones fourth speaker the last time. Now she's complaining right. that Adrian Jones, you know, didn't let everybody come to the table. Well, what do you think this is going to be? And as you said, for the Democrat Party, sadly, Adrian Jones was a little more moderate and sleepy. So if they couldn't get anything done then, what are they going to do under a more radical? We've got to stop judging everybody by either their party or the nice things that they say or their resume on paper. We have to look at their actual actions. And that might mean thinking outside the box for next year's election and actually looking at somebody and looking at their track record. And even if there are certain things that scare you, I think that at a certain point, but we have to look at what people do, because just like on the national level, you know, a lot of people were concerned about Trump in 2015, 2016. Well, he's a Democrat. Well, he donated, you know, blah, 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 to survive in New York. But Trump has been like the most conservative president we've ever had. And some of the other guys that always look good on paper and they said all the right things and they went to CPAC and they, you know, name dropped Reagan, you know, enough times or whatever, they were the ones that folded when they got in office.
No.
So it's the same thing here on a local scale. And again, it's the establishment, which means, and there's a Republican side and then there's a Democrat side. So we need outsiders.
Well, I also think you make a good point in that this party apparatus is, again, it's got to be ideology for, at the national level, it's MAGA or America First. And I think here in Maryland, it should be Maryland First. I think Ed Hale coined it, to make Annapolis great again. And you're not going to do that with the current crop of establishment Republicans. Now, some of them are very nice people. They're very good people. Some have, you know, they vote with us a lot of times. But, again, they're not willing to shake up the party and to allow new blood to come in. We see this in the central committees.
They're very controlling.
Yes. And it has begun to change a little bit. But we need, again, it's got to be a tsunami, if you will, an earthquake of a change for, I think, Maryland Republican Party to get any traction going here. We just don't see it. And what this does, it discourages people from actually fresh blood, new blood, from coming in and challenging the machine, if you will.
And that's exactly what it's designed to do, right? Why would any sane, normal person who's, you know, can't, you know, not rich or they have the resources to put up with that, and why would you want to put up with that? People want to work their job and have their home and take care of their kids and live their life. So, you know, it's like, but they're like this little high school mean clique where nobody else is allowed and they want to control their little kingdom. But what have you won? What kingdom are you in protect? You know, they just want to keep losing because they haven't convinced me that they want to win. So,
right.
Again, I don't know all the answers, but I think we need to think outside the box because we saw what our own party did to us 4 years ago.
Yeah. No, we did here in the state of Maryland. They'll do it again. They are doing it again. And it's something that, you know, and this is a tough, this is why they're doomed to fail. It's why Larry Hogan could not get the five seats he needed for a veto-proof, Senate. It just, and that's why, you know, they're probably now more unaffiliated voters than there are Republicans in the state of Maryland. And this is the reason
sad,
why.
But I don't blame them. But you got to have a voice in the primary. A lot of times most elections are determined in the primary, even Republican primaries.
All right. Very good. And thanks, Kristen. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. You can weigh in as well. 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, the Supreme Court is poised to give President Trump more executive power. We'll explain. Time for your latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect for a November 2nd murder in the city's Central District. 19-year-old Tyrell Tucker of Harford County is charged with killing Broderick Morris in the 300 block of West Lexington Street. Police say Tucker was arrested without incident, and he was taken to central booking where he was charged with first-degree murder. The Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration has announced a major construction project that will affect part of York Road in Towson. The waterline replacement project is expected to begin as soon as this Sunday, December 14th, and it will continue through 2026 and into 2027. MDOT says the York Road construction will take place between the Towson Roundabout at Joppa Road and Delaney Valley Road and Newell Avenue. Drivers can expect overnight single-lane and double-lane closures on York Road Sundays through Thursdays. On-street parking may be temporarily restricted during construction. Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 36 attorneys general in urging Congress to pass the Workforce Reentry Act. The coalition says the legislation will help to equip people who are released from prison with the resources and skills they need to successfully reenter society. Brown says the measure would increase public safety by reducing recidivism rates while cutting taxpayer burdens related to incarceration costs. Under the Workforce Reentry Act, there would be permanent grant funding streams to stabilize resources related to reentry. And Jessica Feldmark is withdrawing from the Howard County executive race. The 51-year-old Democrat posted a message on Facebook saying she was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. And while the prognosis is good and the cancer is curable, the next several months of treatment will be difficult. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a heads up on the Beltway. A little activity there on the outer loop near Wilkins Avenue. Some was in the median earlier, and then we had another police car arrive on the right side. So we're getting most of the lanes clear down the hill from Frederick Road. It's not a major backup right now, but we're starting to see the brake lights from Liberty Road through I-70 towards Route 40. So that will be the typical ride there. It's a morning of water main breaks. When we get these temperatures like this, going to get a lot of water main breaks. They're working on one on Falls Road south of Ruxton Road, one lane each way there, and they may be alternating traffic. And now report now as you're going out towards Randallstown and Elvisburg out through there, the new water main break at Liberty Road and Deer Park Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. More on the Ravens' interaction with the league yesterday regarding the officials' decision on Sunday. Head coach John Harbaugh saying things remain clear as mud on the Isaiah Likely catch and the Aaron Rodgers down on contact. But according to the coach, the league did admit an error on the Travis Jones penalty. That was a personal foul called on a Steelers field goal attempt.
We did discuss the Travis Jones call as well. And the Travis Jones call, they told me, and they told me I had permission to state this, that it was a wrong call. It should not have been called.
They told you that?
Yes.
Now, that's significant because Pittsburgh accepted the penalty and marched down for a touchdown, therefore getting 7 on that drive as opposed to 3. That's a 4-point swing in a 5-point game that ended with the Ravens in Pittsburgh territory. Had that call not been made, theoretically, the Ravens could have won it with a field goal rather than having to score a touchdown. Other Ravens news, backup guard Ben Cleveland suspended for the next 3 games for violating the NFL's conduct policy. That's stemming from his DUI back in February, and the team's next home game now has been flexed. The Ravens will play the Patriots on Sunday Night Football now instead of Sunday at 1 o'clock. Orioles news, as the winter meetings have begun in Orlando, team president of baseball operations Mike Elias saying serious conversations are ongoing with players amid a report that the team will meet with former Mets slugger Pete Alonso. Elias was asked if the Orioles were indeed looking for an additional bat, and if so, at what position.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact?
Meanwhile, manager Craig Albernaz was also in Orlando, was asked what he sees when he looks at the team the way it's constituted right now.
I feel great about it. We have a great young core, and we have some really good veteran pieces around it. And our coaches right now, that now that we're almost in place, they're having great conversation with them, starting to get the plans going ahead in the spring training, so I feel very good.
And to the NBA we go, where a former hero from the University of Maryland made a milestone yesterday against the Spurs.
Derrick Queen against Carter Bryant. Man gets the runner.
You out there cooking.
Man. He's up to
23. On his way to 33 points, actually, last night. Joe Myers and Antonio Daniels had the call on Gulf Coast Sports. Derrick Queen, the from Baltimore, that's why guy, with his first career triple-double. 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. But the Spurs come away with the win, 135-132 over the Pelicans. The time now is 6:37. When we return, when you lose faith with the NFL.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, you know the kind of landscape that we have in sports right now with the NBA controversy, the college basketball controversy. I'm talking about gambling scandals.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL on Sunday had a bizarre ending to the Raiders-Broncos game, which really raises eyebrows. I'm going to play you the audio just real quick, just to set it up. The Broncos are winning 24-14. There's only about 15 seconds left to play. The Raiders have the ball. They're not going to win the game. They're at their own 35-yard line. Okay? We'll pick it up right here.
Pickett. Throwing on the run, and he's got Lockett, but I don't know if they'll be able to spike it in time. Flag comes out. What a silly play by Brandon Jones.
Delay of game. Defense number 22.
And Carlson's kick is good with no time left.
No reason for Daniel Carlson to kick that field goal for the Raiders, which made it a 7-point win for Denver. The spread was 7.5. So had that field goal not occurred, which was absolutely meaningless after that stupid penalty that was called, it would have been a 10-point Bronco win.
Right.
And Vegas, of course.
And Broncos would have covered.
Right.
Now, the question is how much money was spent on the Raiders.
Right.
And where was all that money? So, yeah, this is the problem, I think, that everybody's having with the NFL right now, whether it's the Isaiah Likely ruling, which is still, according to Coach Harbaugh, clear as mud. And now they've come up with a new term, something that he had to have something common to the game. I've never heard that in all the years I've been watching football. And so I, Look, I've said repeatedly, it's only a matter of time before there is a gambling scandal in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think we're on the cusps of it.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about it? Football is like an addiction, Sean. Even if there is a gambling scandal in the NFL,
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough, but people are still going to watch because we're addicted to it. Yeah. It's like a drug. Yeah. We know it's bad for us, but we're still going to watch it because we love it.
People watch wrestling and they know that's many times.
Well, you know what? So that's what it is. So is football just entertainment?
Yeah, that's what it is, apparently.
Football is entertainment.
Yeah. Now it's trickling down to college as well.
Damn.
Not a good omen, tell you that.
I don't like it.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're listening to KC and Company. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson unleashed a full throttle defense of unelected bureaucrats on Monday during oral arguments in the Trump versus Slaughter case, openly arguing the presidents should not be allowed to fire the PhDs, the doctors, the so-called experts that run America's independent commissions, you know, like the Federal Trade Commission. And that's what's at stake here. The president should be able to fire the chairperson of the Federal Trade Commission. And this is supposedly an independent commission that Congress created. When Congress can't get what it wants, it uses these commissions, like the NLRB, the FTC, and others, to get what they want. So in other words, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is arguing that the bureaucrats should outrank the elected president of the United States. The case stems from President Trump's decision in March to fire Rebecca Kelly Slaughter and Alvaro Bedoya, both Democrat commissioners at the FTC. Trump acted squarely within Article 2, which says all executive power rests or vests, it's called the vesting clause, is vested with the president. All right? So it's plain and simple. And so they sued to get their jobs back. In July, Biden appointed U.S. District Judge Lauren Alacan overrode the firing and ordered Slaughter reinstated. And that's why we're at the Supreme Court. Here is Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday.
Some issues, some matters, some areas should be handled in this way by nonpartisan experts. That Congress is saying that expertise matters with respect to aspects of the economy and transportation and the various independent agencies that we have. So having a president come in and fire all the scientists and the doctors and the economists and the PhDs and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything is actually not in the best interest of the citizens of the United States. These issues should not be in presidential control. So can you speak to me about the danger of allowing in these various areas the president to actually control the Transportation Board and potentially the Federal Reserve and all these other independent agencies? In these particular areas, we would like to have independence. We don't want the president controlling.
Well, and what she's arguing is that the president of the United States, elected by millions of Americans, should not control transportation authorities, economic regulators, Federal Reserve, multi-member agency boards, vast sectors of federal policymaking, which comes directly under the executive branch. In a moment, we'll hear how Justice Brett Kavanaugh smacked Justice KBJ down like fly swatter. I mean, it just really was, it just literally 20 seconds took her to the woodshed. 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just back over on the Beltway in the area around Wilkins Avenue, where we had the vehicles actually on both sides of the roadway, one on the right shoulder, one on the left shoulder, and it looks like now the one in the median on the left side is still there. So again, they're looking at it at that point. And we could get some brake lights. Now let me go back over. It's not too bad at Frederick Road. So we're dealing with it at that point. Now the heavy traffic is coming south and the brake lights begin just south of 795. And then that goes all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. So you'll get a little break there at Frederick. It'll slow again at Wilkes Avenue, the Parkville side of the Beltway, now starting to fill in on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Very clear skies this morning. So again, south and east later on, we'll be fighting the bright sunshine in that area. And as we mentioned last report, a couple of water main breaks now. We get these cold temperatures, and these water main breaks happen all the time. Liberty Road at Deer Park Road was the new one, and crews are working on Falls Road just south of Ruxton Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mixture of sun and clouds today, but cold, very chilly, only low to mid-30s today overnight, upper 20s tomorrow, rain moving into the area, and a bit milder, mid-40s, but right now it's chilly, 15 in Bel Air. 18 in Severn. We had Fred in Westminster reporting 9 degrees.
Oh.
Can you beat 9? Anybody in our listening area beat 9 degrees? Now, again, this is on the honor system.
Hello.
So we can't verify.
Van Lines, do you hear me?
Exactly.
That's all I'm picking up, people.
To the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
You better ready to do some kissing, huh?
So, did you call it hot chocolate or hot cocoa when you were growing up?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, it was always hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah, a lot of folks just say hot cocoa, which is the same thing, but...
I knew her. She was at the Gaiety for a while.
Yeah, exactly. You spent a lot of time at the Gaiety.
I was there as a subscribing member.
Yes, you were. You were a founding member, as they say. Jersey Mike's is testing its new Mike's Hot Italian Sub Sandwich. For a limited time only. Features ham, salami, pepperoni, lightly grilled with melted provolone cheese, grilled onions, lettuce, tomato, and hot chopped pepper relish. Your choice of bread.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So it's testing in other markets right now. Hopefully it'll come to Baltimore. A Chipotle Mexican Grill wants customers to take them wherever they go, even when they travel. They've launched a new to-go collection, 11-piece capsule collection of, suitcases, carry-ons, tote bags, all sorts of good stuff. There's even a burrito holder.
No kidding.
Yes. The burrito pouch set. I'm thinking about getting that for Christmas. That's right. The Chipotle napkin sling. I'm not sure I need that.
A sling and a burrito holder.
The burrito holder sling. The takeout tote bag. Let's see what else here. The pepper key charm, little stuff as well.
Just in time for Christmas.
But listen, the Chipotle rollers, the carry-on and large, are like $300-$400. So it's good quality luggage.
It carries. You have to keep your burrito warm.
That's right.
Or you need a pouch for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, never mind.
Yeah, exactly. Careful there.
Are we breaking any...
There was another step after that. It's just natural, but never mind.
Shake Shack's Big Shack is limited-time Big Mac-like burger that features 2 quarter-pound Angus beef patties, secret sauce, green leaf lettuce, 2 slices of American cheese, Roma tomatoes, thick-cut pickles, onions, and 3 buttered and toasted potato buns.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, that's a big one. Big Shack normally costs $9.99, but right now you can get one free when you spend $10 or more. So... it's an out your participating Shake Shack. It's a huge, look at the size of that burger, Maggie.
That's the biggest I've ever seen.
Like it? Look at the size of those buns, Maggie.
They're huge!
That's a big burger. That's one of those you got to chop up in little pieces and eat. You can't get your mouth around it.
Excuse me?
All right, I think we should stop now while we still have our
it's
license.
Up to you. It's your show.
Yeah. You're part of it. You're part of the company.
We're just minions.
No,
we're
not minions. Parts. It's Casey
we're
and Company.
We're minions in
the
your
company
week.
Includes Chuck and Maggie and Kristen and Gary. That's
what a
the company.
Company. What a
we
company.
Like to keep you
you're
company.
All shareholders in this company.
I want my money back.
Except you're a burrito holder in this company. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So Ketanji Brown Jackson, who, by the way, do you know how she got to the Supreme Court? I'll tell you the story behind the story here in just a second. But this is Justice Brett Kavanaugh yesterday basically shooting down her trying to argue for supreme power of unelected D.C. bureaucrats.
And agencies are not accountable to the people. They're not elected as Congress and the President are and are exercising massive power over individual liberty and billion-dollar industries, whether it's the FCC or the FTC or whatever.
Yeah, so he's absolutely right. You could then argue that for anything. So Congress has basically given up a lot of their legislative power, and they've ceded it to the executive branch. That's on them. So, but it's not the executive branch's fault, and this is, these are independent, unelected bureaucrats, and they answer to no one. They really don't. So I do think the Supreme Court, I think this is going to be a 6-3 decision. I really do. Giving more plenary power to President Trump. The story behind the story, let me give you the abridged version. Back when in 2020. Joe Biden was in trouble. Hillary Clinton, remember, she was got Bernie Sanders and the rest of them. It looked like Bernie Sanders was going to grab the nomination. And so Barack Obama and James Clyburn cut a deal. And basically was Barack Obama and Clyburn leaned on Joe Biden. And one of the first things you're going to do if you win is you're going to promise to elect a black woman or appoint a black woman to the Supreme Court. Clyburn told Biden that if he did that, he would endorse him in South Carolina, and that would be the impetus to a Biden win. Because remember, Sanders was really, it looked like he was going to grab the nomination before the DNC started playing their funny games and everything. And so the point being here is that this was brokered by Obama and Clyburn backstage that day before the big event. Clyburn told Biden, you'll promise that you're going to, eventually you're going to appoint, you'll have an opportunity or two to make an appointment to the Supreme Court, and you will commit to a black woman. If you don't, I'm not going to endorse you. Well, guess what? He promised he would do it because Biden wanted the power. Clyburn endorsed him. And remember, Joe Biden won the South Carolina primary, and that's what catapulted him to the front-runner status of the Democrat Party. So that's all backroom politics, and the Democrats play hard and fast with a lot of this. Republicans, not so much. 6:50, 10 before the hour, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit TurfValley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Folks weighing in on the Maryland GOP, Marty says they are a circular firing squad. Yeah, well, we've seen evidence of that. Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, says, my opinion, Delegate Shalego is groveling. She's groveling in the vain hope that the Maryland Democrats progressives will like her, maybe listen to her, and on the other Republicans. Based on history, it'll never happen. It hasn't been tried before. It has never worked for Republicans. Sooner or later, the Maryland state government will collapse under the weight of the Democrats. When that happens, hopefully, there will be an administration running the federal government that won't bail them out. Sorry, you made this mess. Now, you figure it out. Yeah, that's an apt point. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck on the BW Parkway northbound near 197. So in that area from Powder Mill Road and then coming up eventually towards 197, 198. It may be on the shoulder, but it's going to back us up either way. We're still looking at the wreck here in the median, Outer Loop, Wilkins Avenue. They're way off to the side. The road right there at Wilkins is pretty wide, and the shoulder is very wide as well. So they're just kind of looking at it, but it's beginning to now connect up with the backup from 795 through Frederick Road down through there. So it's very slow coming down the west side, getting better finally at I-95. Now, both the tunnels finally caught up with themselves. We knew they would by this time in the morning. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now, southbound 895 and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday cold. A mixture of sun and clouds, high today, low to mid-30s. Back down to the upper 20s tonight, but warming up tomorrow with chance of rain. Mid-40s is the expected high. Right now, 16 in Forest Hill. It's 17 in Middle River. And you are up to date here with Casey and Company. Top of the hour. Stick with us. A Bush Foundation leader, we find out, is a paid mouthpiece for the CCP. More on that. And Governor Moore leaves the juvenile thugs behind, freezing in the detention facility. Top story, of course, in this segment is that an intersection at East Baltimore Street and North Central Avenue, there's a billboard. It's a Marine Corps recruiting billboard. You know, you've seen them with five Marines in their dress blues and so on and so forth, trying to get people to sign up for the Marine Corps, which is a noble and patriotic pursuit. But spray painted on this billboard was the word Nazi. Okay? And after all the Democrats calling Trump a Nazi, ICE agents Nazis, even the military has been smeared with that Nazi label. Well, it doesn't surprise me. It actually kind of does surprise me. We don't see more of this kind of offensive, disgusting, un-American behavior with some of these graffiti artists and vandals. So in bold black letters, covering the image of several Marine Corps service members, the word Nazi. Arch McCown, he's a neighborhood activist. He reacted to what he saw when he and his son encountered the billboard.
It's deeply offensive to those in the neighborhood who have served in the military, particularly U.S. Marine Corps, as well as our Jewish neighbors, because to throw around the term Nazi, I think it really minimizes what happened to Jews, you know, in the historically, right?
Yeah, if you want to see it, I have it up on my personal Facebook page this morning. Again, if you're not a friend, just request to be a friend. We'll certainly accept you. And that's on my Facebook page. Or you can go over to Fox 45. They have the story there as well. Eventually, I'm sure we'll have it up at WCBM.com. But not only is the word Nazi on the billboard, one of the Marines has got a Hitler-style black mustache painted on him as well. And again, when you look at that, McCown says it is... something that is very, very offensive to both Marines and Jews, and he called the police.
It is a hate crime, so I would like to see a consequence for this.
Yeah, well, good luck, unless you've got it on camera. Who knows? Zeke Cohen, the city council president, who is Jewish, reacted to the anti-Semitic and anti-military smear.
This is absolutely unacceptable. As the first Jewish city council president in over 40 years, I will not stand for people desecrating military installment signal like that.
Yeah, and look, this is coming at a time where anti-Semitic incidents, from vandalism to violent attacks, are on the rise nationwide, as well are the anti-law enforcement. And then you can include military in that. We've had a National Guardsman shot and murdered in our nation's capital several weeks ago, and another one gravely wounded, who, thank God, is hopefully going to recover. So this is the kind of violence that is being perpetuated and encouraged and incited by the Democrat Party these days. Yesterday we played you something from Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, who should know better. He was in the military, saying that Trump is going to murder Americans next after the drug boat strikes in the Caribbean, taking out some of the Tren de Aragua cartel gangbanger narco-terrorists. So they're saying they're coming after you next, and this is the kind of stuff, and I'd say that everybody is going to act on their wild and most evil inner impulses, but there are people who are mentally ill roaming the streets. There are terrorists roaming the streets. There are criminal illegal aliens roaming the streets as well of Maryland and of our nation. And when you have this kind of highly charged, dangerous, and reckless rhetoric that we've seen from Moulton and other Democrats, including some Democrats here in the state of Maryland, this is the kind of stuff that kind of gives them the secret go-ahead sign. Okay, we'll kind of look the other way. This has got to be rooted out. It's got to be identified. The people that, if there is camera footage of this, I'd love to see it, who might be the perpetrator of spraying Nazi on a U.S. Marine Corps billboard. Of course, the person that did that will be the first one to call on the Marines if they're in trouble and need help here in the U.S. or somewhere else. It is just outrageous. It is offensive. But this is what passes for normal discourse today by the Democrats who call, you know, if it's Republican or if it's MAGA and it's moving and it's breathing, it's a Nazi. And we've all been hit with that smear, and we all should push back on it every time it happens. Don't forget, Town Appliance, for all your appliance needs, upgrading from a single appliance or to an entire kitchen, go see Mayor and Mayor today. They're both great. They'll help you with five-star service, competitive pricing, and over 70 brands on display at their showroom right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Town Appliance, for all your appliance needs.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Affordability. President Trump has labeled it a hoax, a con job, and a Democrat term, but he is taking steps to address the persistent economic concerns of Americans, whatever word you might use to describe those concerns. Today, he'll talk about the economy and what he has accomplished so far when he pays a visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania.
We inherited high prices. We inherited the biggest inflation in the history of our country. That means prices going up. And we brought it down very substantially. Now inflation is essentially gone.
The president's trip to Pennsylvania comes a day after he announced a $12 billion aid package for American farmers.
The federal assistance will be a boost to farmers who have struggled to sell their crops because of President Trump's tariffs. He said the aid will be coming from tariff revenue.
What we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that, and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers.
The president, who was joined by cabinet officials, lawmakers, and farmers, said he hopes the billions in farm aid will also lead to lower prices for Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At their final meeting of the year, Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. That two-day Fed policy meeting will open later today. Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett launching a campaign for the U.S. Senate seat held by Republican John Cornyn in Texas. Both Crockett and Cornyn face primary challengers for their party's nomination. At least 20 people have died in a multi-story office building fire in Jakarta, Indonesia, and there are reports of people trapped in the building. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 51 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50% every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial pound 250, say micro, offer ends 12/14. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway that was in the median outer loop at Wilkins Avenue is now cleared. So the visual delay that was there is now gone. And that pace coming down the hill from Frederick Road is improving. You have your normal delay all the way back at 795, but that's there every day, 795 down through Route 40. Parkville side is filling in on the outer loop at Hartford Road. It looks like the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound at 197 is off the roadway, so we're not seeing a big deal there. If you're in the city, up on the northwest side, city fire now at the scene of a dwelling fire at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue, and they're going to have some lane blockage there, and with the water going on to the fire at that point, maybe some ice developing as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 15 degrees in Parkville and 14 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Annapolis man has a court appearance coming up related to his arrest for possession of child pornography. 84-year-old Patrick Jinks is facing 9 counts after Anne Arundel County Police began investigating him in October of 2024. Police received a tip about child pornography from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the IP address was tracked to Jinks, and he was arrested in June. Jinks has an initial appearance in the Anne Arundel County Circuit Court scheduled for December 22nd. The city of Annapolis will be holding the second of 3 nights of Midnight Madness this week. On Thursday, December 11th, local shops, boutiques, and galleries will stay open late, offering special deals, holiday treats, and experiences that won't be found during regular business hours. The streets of Annapolis are decorated for the holidays with trees, garlands, snowflakes, and there's free on-the-street entertainment. The last night of Midnight Madness will take place on December 18th. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 964. The pick 4, 3708. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sprondon and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Now, there are other Ravens issues to talk about besides horrible officiating, including the play of the offensive line, which has been a talking point all season long. Fans critical of the guard play especially. Coach Harbaugh was asked what his assessment was of their performance on Sunday.
The guards played exceptionally well in the run game. I mean, they were moving people. They were wearing people out, you know. So that was good to see. I thought they were mostly good in the pass game, but too inconsistent. Probably there was two or three each of them had probably.
He went further into a couple of plays specifically for right guard Daniel Fa'alele a little later on.
I can think of one where Daniel was hard setting, like a hard play action, where it was more of a drop back pass type protection, got overextended and got beat like that. You know, that's that really shouldn't happen. I mean, you know. He should be setting a different way there. You know, he knows that.
So. The Ravens did rush for over 200 yards in the game against Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the NFL, history was made last night on Monday Night Football by the Philadelphia quarterback.
Hurts. Picked off. Intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with the ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. Jalen Hurts becomes the first player in NFL history, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, to commit 2 turnovers on the same play. On his way to committing 5 on the night, 4 picks and a fumble, and the Chargers moved to 9-4 with a 22-19 win over Philadelphia. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's going shopping in Orlando. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, it's Jazzy Crockett is running for Senate in Texas. Alina Haba has resigned as U.S. Attorney in New Jersey. We'll tell you why. Governor Moore is leaving some of the juvenile thugs behind. They're actually freezing in the detention facility with no heat. But our top story here today, and you don't find the state-run drive-by media will not cover this. Most conservatives won't cover it because it's somewhat embarrassing to have to admit that the Republican Party has been cozying up to the Chinese Communist Party for decades. Decades. Nixon started with detente. It's always good to have a relationship. I agree with President Trump when he talks about having a trading partner in Xi Jinping, but it has to be free and fair trade. But let's not make any mistake or bones about it. China is not our friend. China is not an ally. China is a foe. And some might even say perhaps could be a lethal enemy. They have been conducting everything but kinetic war on the United States for decades now. And now we find out the Americans, useful idiots like Neil Bush and others, Nicole Cruz, vice president of the Carter Center, and we have Christopher Nixon Cox of the Nixon family, the Nixon dialogue, they have been engaging in meetings with the Chinese Communist Party, or front groups for them, and they've been paid for it as well. Again, when you look at these listings, this is from the U.S. 6th U.S. China Hong Kong Forum. Natalie Winters is my source today. Great article she has on her Substack. An event backed by one of Beijing's most documented influence organizations. This isn't a gathering of academics this is intent is one and one thing only is to influence American politicians, American elected officials, universities, you name it. They're not passive observers. These are curated sessions offering public commentary and helping deliver exactly the type of legitimacy that Beijing desperately seeks and wants. The U.S.-China Economic Security Review Commission says this is part of the CCP political warfare system. China's United Front Work Department conducts influence operations by co-opting and neutralizing challenges to the CCP's political authority. It aims to influence foreign elites, think tanks, academics, and policymakers to promote Beijing's political agenda. And they've done so. Neil Bush was a plenary speaker at this event. David Feierstein, president of the George H.W. Bush Foundation. They've accepted $5 million from the CCP front group, paid in $1 million installments. In several years, this QCEF, as it's called, represented more than 80% of the George Herbert Walker Bush's Foundation's annual operating budget. 80%. From the ground up, strengthening U.S.-China ties to the people is the forum's agenda. And again, led by Neil Bush, who is anti-tariff. And the job here is to convince, he wrote, to weaponize tariffs against China and Canada and Mexico and friends all over the world. It's a misinformed policy direction. But Neil Bush and the Bushes and the Cheneys and the rest of the neocons were okay with other countries weaponizing their tariffs against us. That was okay. to take advantage of the United States. All right, more on this coming up in just a second. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a new problem on I-97. Haven't seen the wreck yet. I need to get charged to turn the camera at I-97 and Route 32. Turn it down to the south towards the bridge at 178 because the wreck is between here at Route 32 and the bridge at 178. And I mean, it is jammed up right now, affecting Route 32 and I-97 coming south from Benfield Boulevard is going to have a problem there as well. So we'll keep you posted on that. I'm just going to check back there. It's just now beginning to slow coming down the hill from Benfield, but maybe Chart can change that camera around so we can get a look at it. That is an active fire call now in the city. A lot of equipment on the scene. Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue, so local traffic will be blocked off. There's going to be some ice on the roadway there for sure. There's been a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. They just cleared it to the shoulder in Montgomery County. Outer loop near Old Georgetown Road. That's after 270. Tail end of that backup. Now we'll go back beyond Connecticut Avenue and probably back up over towards Route 29. 20-minute delays plus with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, mixture of sun and clouds today, but cold, low to mid-30s. That's all today for the high overnight. We'll be in the upper 20s tomorrow. Warmer, milder, mid-40s, but rain is possible. Right now, it is cloudy, 24 in Stevensville, 21 in Annapolis. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so where does the Ukraine-Russia peace deal stand? Russia seems to be okay with it. Ukraine, not so much. And President Trump the other day was not happy that Volodymyr Zelensky hasn't even read the most recent revised peace deal.
President Zelensky hasn't yet read the proposal. That was as of a few hours ago. His people love it, but he hasn't. Russia's fine with it.
The reason why is Zelensky meeting with the Three Stooges, Starmer, Merz, and Macron. Now he'll head to Brussels, where the Europe wants this war desperately. They want this war to continue. They want to get rid of Putin once and for all. They want this war to spill over into other countries, NATO countries, and once a NATO country is attacked, that will pull the United States into the war under the Article 5 of the NATO agreement. Zelensky is ruling out ceding any land to Russia, refusing to bow to Putin or Trump. Donald Trump Jr. said his father is ready to walk away. He's had it with Zelensky. He's playing games, and he's not in the mood to play games anymore. So you've given him an opportunity. You've given him a chance. If these two want to fight it out to the brutal end, that's sad. It's tragic, but that's the way of the world, unfortunately. Tariff dividends back on the table again. How much can we expect?
I also think that, you know, we're making so much money with tariffs that we'll also be able to make a nice dividend to middle-income people. We're talking about middle-income and lower-income people. We're not talking about dividends to rich people.
About $2,000, roughly. President also ordered the DOJ and the FTC task forces to probe food price fixing. Specifically, they're looking at big beef as trying to gouge the American people. What happens if the Supreme Court rules against President Trump's tariff abilities?
If we go the other tariff route, and there are other routes we can go, but it won't give you the same pure national security as this one. This one is swift and very powerful.
Indeed. President Trump also has informed Europe, you can lead the NATO defense by 2027, or you can shoulder the burden without the United States. So it's time to put your big boy pants on and step up. As to the Obamacare and its subsidies, President Trump is still insisting on the money should go to the people.
Obamacare is a setup to make insurance companies rich. And I want to pay the people, and I want the people to go out and buy their own health care. And that's what we want to do, and that's what the Republicans want to do, because Obamacare is a disaster. And I said it 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, it was always a disaster.
Some of the tariff revenue, $12 billion of it specifically, going to go to farmers that may be impacted by the temporary tariff situation.
This relief will provide much needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. and it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices.
President also angry that he's lost some good people based on what is called the blue slip. Any senator can submit a blue slip or put a hold, for instance, on Alita Habba or, again, any one of the U.S. attorneys that President Trump wants to get confirmed in the Senate. All it takes is one senator to submit a blue slip, and that confirmation hearing is placed on hold, forcing the president to make temporary appointments and interim appointments, and then eventually they have to leave. And he was a little bit perturbed at that yesterday.
Hey, Jeff. You know I cannot appoint anybody. Huh? I can't appoint anybody. Everybody I've appointed, their time has expired. And then they're in default.
Yeah, you're talking about I can't make an appointment. I can't make an appointment, and then of course, you can do it for 90 days, then they go into default, then they have to resign. Alita Habba resigned her position yesterday because she was running out of time. Same thing happened to the U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan in the Eastern District of Virginia. ABC fake news reporter Rachel Scott tried to get under President's skin yesterday.
Mr. President, you said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Hegseth now says...
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
You said that you would have no problem releasing the full bit. Okay, well, Secretary Hegseth... No,
whatever Hegseth wants to do is okay with me.
He now says it's under review. Are you ordering the secretary to release that full video?
Whatever he decides is okay with me. So every boat we knock out of the water, every boat we save 25,000 American lives. That was a boat loaded up with drugs. I saw the video. They were trying to turn the boat back to where it could float. And we didn't want to see that because that boat was loaded up with drugs just like everything else. But every boat we shoot down, and I don't know if you know, we're 92 or 94% down in drugs coming in by the sea. And we're trying to find who are the 6%, because I don't know, people aren't liking to drive boats right now loaded up with drugs. But every single, think of that, every single boat we shoot out, on average, we save 25,000 American lives. Do you feel okay about that, Court?
Keep us safe.
Okay. I know my men. What about you?
Are you committed to releasing the full video?
Didn't I just tell you that?
You said that it was up to Secretary
Hegseth. You're the most obnoxious reporter in the whole place. Let me just tell you, you are an obnoxious, a terrible reporter. And it's always the same thing with you. I told you, whatever Pete Hegseth wants to do is okay with me.
Yeah. See, I already answered the question. She just wouldn't let it go. And that's the way it was, 324 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21. Coming up next, more on the Chinese trying to influence American elected officials and the Indiana Senate Committee redistricting battle. We'll talk about that in just a second here on KCN Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so this wreck on I-97 is now causing delays both sides of the roadway. It was southbound after near the bridge, 178 after Farm Road. And as you're coming south of Route 32, it's just out of the camera range around the curve on I-97. So I can't tell you which lane, but I can tell you this. Even the northbound side is looking at it now. So if you're coming north from Annapolis trying to go to Millersville, when you get to that scene, it is backed up there as well. So you have a backup coming south from Route 32. You have a delay northbound coming up to the accident scene. And again, we'll try to figure out which lane that it is affecting. All the normal stuff on the Beltway now, delays at both the tunnels are back to the area around the city county line, Moravia Road, typical ride down through there. Last check, all the lanes were clear. An active fire call in the city, so local roadways will be affected there around Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold to start today, mixture of sun and clouds today, low to mid-30s for your high, low tonight, upper 20s, rain maybe tomorrow, a bit milder, mid-40s the expected high there. Right now we're sunny and 17 in Ellicott City, 16 in Reisterstown. And we're talking about Natalie Winters, her article on Substack revealing that there are a lot of elected officials, some from political dynasty families like the Bushes, the Nixon, Carter, round up the usual suspects. These are neocons and America lasters that have repeatedly watched as a bunch of countries. Yesterday at the FAG meeting, the Farm Bill meeting, President Trump was just, there was a rice farmer from Louisiana, and she was there at the meeting, and she was talking about how Japan and South Korea, or is it Thailand? I think it may have been Thailand and South Korea. It's one of those three countries, or maybe both. I know South Korea is definitely one, maybe Thailand's the other, where they're taking advantage. They're dumping on China. China's dumping rice into Puerto Rico, and the other countries are dumping rice into the United States. And it's tough for American farmers, rice farmers, to sell their product competitively. And he immediately got, shot right up and turned to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and said, "Right, jot this down. I want those countries." And they're still working on the China trade deal, so that's going to be an issue. And we'll see what happens with the other countries. But this is what's happened for decades now. Countries like China, Japan, Thailand, European Union have taken advantage of free markets here in the United States, and they've imposed huge tariffs on our goods, and in some cases won't even let our goods into their countries. And yet now all President Trump is trying to do is level the playing field, and he gets stuff like Neil Bush saying that he's weaponizing tariffs against China, Canada. Well, for 60 years, they've been weaponizing their tariffs against us. And finally, we have an American president who's willing to stand up for us. But again, why are so many American politicians, politicos, leaders taking money from the Chinese Communist Party? For what reason? Do they honestly think they're going to change China? China's going to abandon communism? You got to be kidding me if you're that naive. So, again, great article by Natalie Winters. You can follow her Substack if you want and see. This doesn't get covered by anybody else, folks, except for maybe, Bannon over at the War Room and a few others. The state-run drive-by media just doesn't care. The other big story, not getting much attention, is the redistricting battle in Indiana. The Senate committee there has advanced the Trump-demanded redrawing of the districts there. And I'm not quite sure. Now, I did vote 63 to advance this mid decade redistricting bill that would guarantee the GOP wins all nine of the state's congressional seats. And you might say, well, that's not fair. You're right. It isn't fair. Just like it isn't fair in Maryland, they want to make all eight Democrat seats. But the problem is, for decades now, Democrats have redrawn the lines to punish Republicans right after the census. Trump now looking at midterms, and he's got a different approach to midterms. I saw an interview with Susie Wiles, the chief of staff. Trump's going to be out campaigning like it was 2024 next year. There may be another convention next year. Not sure if that has been signed off on yet. They're playing to win, finally, instead of watching the Democrats set the rules, and then we sit there and we go, okay, we'll have to wait till 10 years, and then lose anyway. Now, we have a fighter. This is a guy that's fighting for this country, that's fighting for Republicans, except there are too many stupid Republicans that basically won't fight with him. All they want to do is fight against him. They are trying to slow walk his agenda. And it's Speaker Johnson, and it's Leader Thune, and it's most of the leadership. You saw what happened to Elise Stefanik recently when she tried to get something done. She had to get the president to intervene on her behalf. So we don't know if we have the votes in Indiana, but at least it's gone to the next step to see if that passes or not. This is the fight for the ages. This is a fight for the future. Again, we can't lose the House next year, because all they'll do is they'll drag everything to a screeching halt. They'll impeach him. They'll tie everything up. There'll be nothing that gets done coming out of the House if and when, hopefully, we don't lose the House next year. Don't forget the Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. It's at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael E. Freeman. If you'd like to react, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next, Governor Moore has left some people behind. We'll tell you who in just a second. 7:30, time once again for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A city police officer is injured following a Monday night crash in North Baltimore. The accident happened near the intersection of Falls Road and Cold Spring Lane while the officer's vehicle was stationary. The suspect involved in the crash took off on foot but was quickly taken into custody by other officers. The injured officer was taken to a hospital for evaluation, and the investigation continues. A former detective with the Harford County Sheriff's Office has pleaded guilty to federal charges for the sexual exploitation of two minors. 50-year-old Ryan Hall of Woodstock also pleaded guilty to possession of child sexual abuse material. According to court documents, from May of 2017 through October of 2024, Hall sexually abused two minors and installed cameras to produce child sexual abuse material. Hall's sentencing is set for March 3rd. He's also facing related charges for child sexual abuse in Carroll County. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect for a November 2nd murder in the city's Central District. 19-year-old Tyrell Tucker of Harford County is charged with killing Broderick Morris in the 300 block of West Lexington Street. Police say Tucker was arrested without incident, and he was taken to Central Booking, where he was charged with first-degree murder. And the Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration has announced a major construction project that will affect part of York Road in Towson. The waterline replacement project is expected to begin as soon as this Sunday, December 14th, and it will continue through 2026 and into 2027. MDOT says the York Road construction will take place between the Towson Roundabout at Joppa Road and Delaney Valley Road and Newell Avenue. Drivers can expect overnight single lane and double lane closures on York Road Sunday through Thursday. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. According to the evolutionary timeline, humans evolved from a chimp-like ancestor almost 6 million years ago. If that's the case, there ought to be many more billions of people living today or buried in a fossil record. With the world's population now only 8 billion, the evolutionary story falls completely short. There should be many more of us. The biblical model of Earth being repopulated by Noah's three sons starting 4,500 years ago fits perfectly with the number of people living today. A recent computer model for population growth included variables like age of reaching maturity, minimum child spacing between births, and age of menopause. They also factored in probabilities like polygamy, twins, and the risk of death according to age. Their conclusion was that it's of no great difficulty to obtain the current world population from three founding couples in 4,500 years. So put one in a win column for creation and evolution, nothing but fake news. This has been Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays at both the Harbor Tunnel right now in the area, 20 to 25 minutes southbound. Pretty typical ride for this time of the morning. In the backup on 95, there was a report of a minor wreck near the bridge at Eastern Avenue. That would only be adding to that situation. I-97 is slow. The wreck is southbound after Route 32. The traffic northbound can see it. So we've had a delay southbound from the split. I-97 was backed up almost back to Benfield, and the northbound traffic looking at it was slow at the scene. New wreck in the city, Cold Spring Lane and Hillen Road. That's on the northeast side. Active fire call in the city at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue. And I want to give you a heads up, at 9 o'clock, the DOT is going to start doing some work, concrete work, on 795 south of Owings Mills Boulevard. Not sure if they're going to have it down to one lane, but it's going to be 9 to 4 today and maybe for the next several days on 795 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Another factor that played into the Ravens' loss Sunday was the Steelers' ability to throw the ball downfield, specifically to wide receiver DK Metcalf, who hauled in seven passes for 148 yards in the game, including receptions of 28, 41, and 52 yards. Metcalf said he made the Ravens pay for single coverage.
I didn't see much safety help over the top today yesterday. I think that was a big thing of how we got to throw a lot of the ball down the field.
And yesterday, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh was asked about the defensive game plan aimed at Metcalf.
We felt good about it. We didn't play press all the whole game by any stretch, but they whenever we were in press, I think that was one of their checks in press to go get it. So, you know, you probably go back and rethink that a little bit in those situations. But we played.
And here's the situation: the Steelers had completed zero, zilch, none, no passes coming into the game of 20 or more yards in the air all season long. Elsewhere in the NFL, how desperate are the Colts bringing in 44-year-old Philip Rivers for a look-see in light of the season-ending Achilles injury suffered by quarterback Daniel Jones? Rivers played 17 years in the league, but he last played with the Colts in 2020. Orioles president of baseball operations Mike Elias in Orlando for the league's winter meetings, and he's busy trying to bolster the team's roster. Was asked yesterday if it's feasible to add an ace to the staff and another bat to the Orioles lineup.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year, and we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership, but we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
Meanwhile, baseball insider Ken Rosenthal on the MLB podcast Foul Territory offering his opinions on the Orioles, specifically on the success or lack thereof of Mike Elias, now entering his eighth season in Baltimore.
It was successful in the sense that they made the playoffs back-to-back seasons in 23 and 24. It has not been successful in taking that next step to being a World Series type contender.
And that's what Mike Elias is attempting to do in 2026. The time now is 7:37. When we return, this is what happens when you make it to 109.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Well, a young man from Baltimore by the name of Arthur Green was surprised yesterday
Why is that?
No, well, he turned 109.
Wow.
109 years old.
He's got to be the oldest guy in America.
Oh, well, he's got to be the oldest guy in Baltimore, that's for sure.
109.
Arthur Green turned 109 years old, and he was surprised by the Orioles. He was awarded the 2026 Mo Gabba Fan of the Year.
Wow.
And he was celebrating in Woodlawn. Guess what he was doing in Woodlawn celebrating his 109th birthday?
Drinking heavily.
Well, maybe. But he was bowling.
Oh, good for him.
A 109-year-old... Do you think you'd be able to lift a bowling ball at 109?
Ten pin or duck pin?
That's a good question.
Duck pin, maybe.
Okay, duck pin, maybe. I'm going to say that the guy was ten pin, okay, just to give him benefit of the doubt. Anyway, the Orioles surprised him, and he was there bowling. He didn't know what was going to happen. The Orioles came in, surprised him. Al Bunbury showed up. They gave him the award. He continued to bowl. Maybe he drank too. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, when you're 109 years old, you can do whatever you want.
And he remembered when the St. Louis Browns came here.
He was alive during World War One.
Yeah. Good for him.
Wow.
Congratulations. 109
years old. Congrats on that.
All right, way to go.
I can't wait till you turn 109. I'll be there, Sean.
God willing.
I'll award you the WCBM award.
Thank you. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. Well, it's happened again. Governor Tex Moore has left a group of individuals behind. I'm kind of surprised at this one because these are juvenile thugs at the detention facility, Department of Public Safety Correctional Services Youth Detention Facility in Baltimore. Apparently, there's a lack of heat in the facility, and so these young thugs are basically freezing their cans off inside the detention facility. So a bunch of folks held a press conference yesterday to draw attention to this problem. I don't know what it is about Baltimore City. Can't get air conditioning into schools. They can't really do anything. Right. I mean, it's typical city government run by the Democrats, into the ground by the Democrats, and yesterday advocates were calling out the governor.
Governor Moore, you always talking about how you love Baltimore City and how you love our children. I can't tell, because if it was your children, would they be suffering in the cold? The mayor, you have children. Is your children suffering?
No, because the governor would pay his heating bill. The water bill, not so much. But the heating bill, he would pay that. Also, of course, yesterday we heard from, again, this is from Delegate Kalen Young saying that it's really unacceptable that these individuals have to go without heat.
It's completely unacceptable. The fact that these children had to sit in these buildings for one day is a problem.
Natasha D'Artigue is a Barron State public defender, and she was at the press conference yesterday, and she pointed out there are many of these juveniles that are suffering.
63 children that were forced to endure freezing conditions while the state moved with no urgency to protect them. Now, let me be clear about what happened. For over a week, these 63 children slept in dormitories where there was no heat. The indoor temperatures averaged between 55 to 60 degrees, and outside, we know at night, it was an average of 24 degrees.
Yeah, so first off, I'm shocked there are 63 children in this facility at all. I mean, most of them are getting ankle monitors, so these must be the really, really bad ones that are not getting any heat in the detention facility. And then she said that the state moved with no urgency. Well, that's kind of what the state does. I mean, come on. If you're expecting urgency from city government or state government, you are in the wrong business. Let me tell you, they do nothing with urgency. Oh, by the way, Sean Duffy, the Department of Transportation Secretary, going to meet with Governor Tex Moore to discuss two things. One, the high cost of rebuilding the Key Bridge, and two, the American Legion Bridge, which is over in Cabin John Parkway, Bethesda area, why that's leading to a bottleneck over there, because it needs to be repaired or replaced, whatever the case may be. But anyway, back to the detention facility. DPSCS says that it was a part. They're waiting on a part. The part should be here by the end of the week. And two, they did secure industrial-grade electric space heaters. So imagine what the bill that will be. Running those space heaters 24/7, or maybe they, nobody's kind of suggested this, but I'm thinking Governor Moore or Brandon Scott will just say, well, just put ankle monitors on them, let them go home. They've got heat at home until the heating is fixed, right? After all, we got people that are monitoring these Utes on the ankle, right? Oh, maybe not? Okay. All right, just, it was just a thought. You know, just trying to be helpful here. Joe and Glenda, good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning. Yes. When they talk about the lack of heat, I'm expecting them to tell me something really cold. I don't think 55 is cold. That's what my house is.
Oh, you set your thermostat at 55?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, some people are chilly.
I mean, I wear a jacket.
To bed? Do you wear a jacket to bed?
Not in bed. No, I have a blanket.
Okay.
And within less than 4 minutes, I don't feel cold. I happen to look at the clock, and I'm not cold. I don't understand why they say it's freezing when it's 55 degrees.
Yeah.
It's cool. I know it's not 72, like some thermostats say is ideal. But, I mean, they're in there for a reason. It's
well,
a shame, but they did the deed, and now they do the time.
That's, we'll throw that out there and see if people agree with you. I know Chuck Whitaker, he likes to keep it very cold in his room because he likes to, you know, keep his meat, you know, I should rephrase that.
Yeah. I wouldn't even step over that line.
No.
You just stepped on it, but I wouldn't step over
it. I stepped on it, but I'm not. You're right. I'm not going to step over it.
Just say this. I sleep in a jacket at night, and Deb unzips me and unties me in the morning.
No. Oh. All right. You're talking about a straight jacket.
That's what I mean.
Right. Well, we knew that, too.
Get in the bed and shut up.
We've seen you model that before. By the way, we do need a contestant. Choose your fake news. First caller to reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here's Chuck with an update.
All right, well, we're brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. There is a new wreck now in the Beltway Interloop. Looking at it right here at Perrin Parkway. If you're coming around the curve from Lock Raven Boulevard, they have the left center and the left lane blocked. Fire department is there. There's a medic unit there. A couple of vehicles are against the wall. It's only a single lane to the right. And some of this, as I was saying earlier, south and east, there was going to be some bright sunshine. Right when you get right to that point, the sun was right on the windshield. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it definitely would be adding to it. So we're going to have a delay there as you're coming over from Providence Road. The outer loop can see it. They were already backed up anyway through that area. The other big deal right now, southbound I-97 as well as northbound near the bridge at Farm Road and 178. They had the accident that was southbound, backed up to Benfield, backed up to Route 32. But northbound was looking at it, and I looked at the camera back in Annapolis at 50 and I-97, and it was backed up all the way back to there. Cold weather means water main breaks. Falls Road, south of Ruxton Road, they're working. Liberty Road at Deer Park Road. And there's going to be a contractor working today on 795 beginning at 9. They'll be working southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard. The Blast was victorious in game one of the new season. Their next two games are on the road against the Tacoma Stars this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They're back home Saturday, December 27th, against the Milwaukee Wave at Towson University. Tickets available at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a mixture of sun and cloud today. Chilly with highs only in the low to mid-30s. Overnight temperatures in the upper 20s. Tomorrow rain is possible, but a bit milder. Highs in the mid-40s. And so right now, of course, I think 55, a little bit cool you know, to sleep in at night or walk around the house. Not you.
Nope.
If you, when you remember your days here in Baltimore, in the metro area, what would you keep your thermostat on at night during the winter?
I think my parents kept it at about 70.
About 70? Yeah, that's where I am. That's where I am right now. And my wife is constantly complaining it's too cold. But I'm okay with it. So I guess it depends on your metabolic structure there, your metabolism. All right, 18 right now in sunny in Parkville, 21 in Arnold. Let's choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We do have no contestant today, so it's just for personal pride. Who will get bragging rights today? Will it be Maggie Hunter? Kristen Hegrick? Or Lugnuts Johnson? We shall see, folks.
Yay!
Story one.
Take a deep breath and hold it.
During the government shutdown, the Trump administration apparently altered Admiral Rachel Levine's official portrait at HHS.
What a face that was.
With his former name, Richard. typed under the photo.
That's a face that sunk a thousand ships.
The department said it is committed to ensuring the biological reality guides our approach to public health. The left is melting down. Story two.
That's a nice Sunday surprise.
I know. Florida woman arrested for indecent exposure for drinking liquor on the sidewalk with no pants on. Police say by the time they got to the woman, her pants were around her knees. She had drank 75% of the bottle she was working on. And no, it wasn't Bailey's. And story,
isn't a bad name.
Ripple.
Story three, a Minnesota state Republican has caused quite a stir by suggesting the Minnesota Vikings change their name to the Minnesota Somali Pirates. Representative Greg Jorgensen said he was just trying to call attention to the massive fraud committed by the Somali community. All right, story one. Liberals furious after Admiral Levine's name was changed from Rachel to Richard. Story two, Florida woman caught with her pants down but polished off three-quarters of the bottle of booze she was working on. Or story three, Minnesota rep suggests a name change for the Vikings to the Somali Pirates. All right, we'll start with Chuck first.
Three.
Chuck goes for story number three, Kristen.
Yeah, as much as that would be awesome, usually Republicans don't come up. They're not that witty, so I think I'll say three. Also,
Kristen goes for three, and Maggie?
I concur.
All right. All across the board today.
Mean? I'm not sure, but I hear people say it on TV.
Okay. That means you go along?
I think so.
That means she's agreed with you. Gotcha. The other two. Story one. Yeah, Rachel to Richard. That is a true story.
That's a face that's only amazing. A mother could love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So I guess the... yeah, well, never mind. I had a line. It went into my head, and I said, nope, better not do it.
Remember what Rodney said last time I saw a mouth like that? I had a hook in it.
He is a Richard, after all.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
He's a Richard, all right.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. He's a big Richard.
He's the biggest Richard I've ever seen.
Yes, just look at his face.
Story two is also true. Story three, the Somali Pirates is our fake news story of the day. Everybody is a winner.
Aren't we special?
Kristen, you look frustrated by that result.
I don't. No, see how he tries to like create tension and contrast.
No tension.
I'm just sitting here.
I thought I heard you.
I just walk in the door.
Until we can earn like an extra vacation day or something, and then I'll be really competitive.
I think you're pretty darn competitive now. I mean, poor Chuck. What would his incentive be?
There's be left alone.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
No more
in the closet.
No more shaming.
Maybe.
Shaving what?
Shaming.
Shaming.
I thought you said shaving.
At least you didn't
say shaving what?
That's right.
Oh my.
My name's not Richard.
Well, but it should be. All right.
Oh, thank you.
See in a couple.
I might consider a name change.
You might. 7:50, 10 before the hour of 8 o'clock. And coming up next, more on the heat problems. And we'll take a look at Jasmine Crockett is running for U.S. Senate in Texas.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes with Big Richard Johnson.
Somehow I knew that was going to happen. I just said, how long is it going to take him to say it? 30 seconds. Yeah, shit. I forgot where I am now. Okay, here we go. JFX. This was my thought to begin with, before I was rudely interrupted. JFX is slow south, beginning at Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. I think some of this traffic might be on the JFX because they can't get on Falls Road because there's a water main break south of Ruxton Road. So that could be the answer, but it's very slow on the JFX from Ruxton Road down through there. The wreck on the Beltway, last check, they're removing everybody into the median, but it was still backed up for the traffic coming through at Herring Parkway. And with that, the tail end of that's going to be backed up over towards Providence Road. Let's see if the fire department left. Okay, so all the lanes are open. The trooper and the two vehicles are in the median over to the left-hand side. Bright sunshine right now through that area as well. I-97 still has a delay southbound after Route 32 with the wreck. The northbound traffic is looking at it, and I-97 is backed up all the way back to the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WBBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mixture of sun and cloud, but cold. High in low mid-30s today, and then we're back down into the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, milder, rain possible, mid-40s. Right now, it's a frosty 19 under sunny skies in Severn, and it is 18 in the Middle River. And it is happening. Jazzy Crockett, who was being redistricted out of her seat in Texas, has now decided she's going to plunge into the U.S. Senate race, featuring John Cornyn, Kevin Paxton, and, of course, Wesley Hunt. All three are Republicans. Texas, as you know, is a red state. But Democrats have been relocating there, chipping away, especially in Austin and Houston. Those are the two big Democrat strongholds in Texas. She's announced she's running for U.S. Senate, and she got a little emotional during her announcement.
Right now, many people wonder why I jumped in this race so late, and I just want to be clear that this was never my intention. This was never about me.
No!
I never put myself into any of the polls.
No, never! She starts getting choked up. She's channeling her inner Obama. After comparing herself to Obama for about 3 minutes.
My question was, which congressional seat would I be running for? And for Texas 30,
Well, there it is. No crying in politics.
I love you, Texas 30. Okay, I'm gonna finish.
All right, tugging on the heartstrings now.
But the more I saw the poll results, I couldn't ignore the trends, which were clear, both as it relates to the primary as well as the general election. I could have played it safe and continued serving in the United States House of Representatives for as long as my constituents would have me. But I don't choose to do that. Because Texas, this moment we're in now, is life or death.
Yeah, so it's interesting. She's chosen an ad. It just features photographs of her side profile, full, you know, frontal profile, etc. But the only audio in the ad is Donald Trump.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett!
Oh, man, oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
Yeah, it's the new Orange Man Bad TDS platform. The Democrats. What's their new slogan? I just heard it the other day. No floor, strong ceiling, strong floor, no ceiling. That's what it is. That's their new slogan. Strong floor, no ceiling. All right. Good luck with that. Claude Narbutis, good morning.
Hey, I'm going to mention this real quick, Sean. The building that we're talking about is on Fremont and Eager Street. And they do have a generator that's running 24/7. I know this for a fact because I patrolled that neighborhood. And there is a generator running. And there is being heat pumped into that building.
Well, if it's being pumped in, then where's it going? If it's not, if it's, the average temperature is like 55 degrees, it's not, there must be something wrong with the, the vents and or the duct system or something.
Well, it's possible, but also 55 degrees is not really cold.
Well, it's not freezing. You're right. Technically, freezing would be 32 degrees.
Exactly. So, I mean, and another thing, if they didn't do anything wrong, it wouldn't be in there.
Bingo. But now I'm just pointing out that Governor Moore is leaving some people behind.
No, I got you. I mean, he don't care about nothing. They don't.
All right, Claude, got to run. But listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Rescue Natural Supplements. Deck the Halls holiday sale going on right now. All the discounts, all the reduced prices available at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And you just go there to the website. You can either make a list of what you want to order and then call 1-800-26-ALIVE. Or you can order right there from the website. Coming off the heels of the Black Friday sale, which was very, very successful. Now come the Deck the Halls holiday sale. Check up and stock up on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements already marked down at res-q.com, from the omega-3s to the red yeast rice to the PM spray or liquid to Rescue Orzine, you name it. Your favorite supplements right now. Deck the Halls holiday sale. Call 1-800-262-5483.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN
Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration giving a green light to microchip maker NVIDIA to sell advanced AI chips to China. The move is an about-face amid national security concerns, although the president says national security will be safeguarded, with the H200 chips being sold to pre-approved customers. NVIDIA's top-of-the-line Blackwell series of chips not authorized for sale to China. President Trump will address the affordability issue when he visits Mount Pocono, northeast Pennsylvania, later today. The president says his economic program is working with inflation way down. Later today, the Federal Reserve's policymakers open a two-day meeting at which they're expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate cut. President Trump has announced a $12 billion farm aid package aimed at helping producers impacted by low crop prices and higher tariffs.
Farmers are an indispensable national asset, part of the backbone of America. I've always felt it so strongly. They're so important. Unfortunately, under sleepy Joe Biden, he's a sleepy guy, our farmers were crushed by the worst inflation in modern history and crippling restrictions on energy, water.
The Supreme Court appears ready to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies.
During oral arguments, the High Court conservative majority signaled support for President Trump's firing of board members from federal agencies. Such a ruling would overturn a unanimous 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire such members. Liberal justices warned that a ruling sought by the administration would give the president massive, unchecked, uncontrolled power. The Supreme Court is expected to rule by the end of June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 12 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 4. The S&P futures 5 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-524-4948. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-524-4948. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-524-4948 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the word is now that the wreck on I-97 southbound after Route 32 has been cleared to the shoulder. That will help out. We've been back into Route 32. We backed up I-97 back to Benfield. Even the northbound side of I-97 was looking at it, and that backed up all the way back to Route 50. So we'll go back and revisit that in about 10 or 15 minutes, get an update on that. In the meantime, the wreck on the Beltway was still there in the median on the inner loop for the traffic coming over to Perrin Parkway. They're still looking at it. That backup, and with the bright sunshine, will affect your ride and is affecting the traffic east of Delaney Valley Road. The outer loop is slow from Parkville into Towson. The inner loop at Green Spring, 795 down to Frederick Road. JFX has been slow this morning south of Ruxton Road down through the city county line. There's a water main break on Falls Road south of Ruxton Road, and that may be just one lane at different times for the flagman working in that area. And a reminder to heads up later today at 9, we're going to be doing some work on 795, concrete work southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard from 9 till 4. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
19 degrees in Edgemere, 18 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 36 attorneys general in urging Congress to pass the Workforce Reentry Act. The coalition says the legislation will help to equip people who are released from prison with the resources and skills they need to successfully reenter society. Brown says the measure would increase public safety by reducing recidivism rates while cutting taxpayer burdens related to incarceration costs. Under the Workforce Reentry Act, there would be permanent grant funding streams to stabilize resources related to reentry. Jessica Feldmark is withdrawing from the Howard County executive race. The 51-year-old Democrat posted a message on Facebook saying she was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and while the prognosis is good and the cancer is curable, the next several months of treatment will be difficult. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 964. The pick 4, 3708. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Despite how it looked and felt after the loss to the Steelers on Sunday, there is some good news to come out of the game. Number one is that the Ravens still control their destiny in the AFC North. If they win out over their final four games, they will win the division. Also, the status of Keaton Mitchell, according to head coach John Harbaugh, isn't as dire as it appeared.
Day to day. That's the updates. Day to day. We've got good news. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow and Wednesday. Looking forward to that.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chargers beat the turnover-prone Eagles last night. 22-19 was the final. Jalen Hurts with five turnovers in the game, including two on the same play. That's a first in NFL history. Other quarterback news, Shedeur Sanders will start the rest of the way for the Browns. And the Colts are bringing in 44-year-old Philip Rivers for a look-see, despite last playing in the NFL in 2020. Caps news, goalie Logan Thompson had a big night Sunday night, stopping 39 Blue Jacket shots for his seventh career shutout and 100th career wins.
It's exciting, obviously. Coming from Canadian University, you know, you never really thought this would happen. And, I think I owe a big thanks to the two organizations that gave me a chance with Kelly McCrimmon and the Vegas Golden Knights. And being brought back here, couldn't be happier to get to 100 games with Washington as well. So
Thompson turned his win total to triple digits in just his 167th career appearance, becoming just the 17th netminder to achieve that that quickly. Coming up in 30 minutes, just what we need. More commercials. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a Confederate group wanting to participate in a Christmas parade in Cecil County, causing some consternation. We'll take a look at a new bill to require anti-choking devices in Maryland schools. Top story once again is the circular firing squad known as the Maryland Republican Party. And a case in point is that when Speaker Adrian Jones recently announced he's stepping down as Speaker, we watched a lot of Republicans who had been cut off by her on debating bills that have been given short shrift for most of her tenure as Speaker. Nice lady, but a brutal Speaker. They just fell all over themselves. Trying to praise her as being the first woman, the first African American. And look, that's all fine and dandy when you get caught up in history. But at the end of the day, it's about performance. And you're either going to be an opposition party, or are you going to continue to lick the boots of the supermajority in power? And unfortunately, it is the latter. Hate to say it, because a lot of these Republicans I do like. And some of them are really good conservatives. Most of them are not. Most of them are establishment machine Republicans that just want to go along to get along. So that was the first hint, besides the lockdown Larry Driver 5, and we've been over that. That's ground we've already covered. But then, you know, today we find out, and I reported it yesterday, that the Democrats have selected a progressive Marxist, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, to be the next speaker, and she'll be officially elected next week. And the ink isn't even dry on that. And here come the Republicans, led by Delegate Kathy Shalega, praising a more radical individual than Adrian Jones.
She's very honest and really is perhaps the hardest working delegate in Annapolis. While we may not agree on some issues, she always wants to make sure that all opinions are brought to the table.
It's probably just window dressing, right? If she's bringing the opinions to the table, it's like, okay, I can say I brought opinions to the table. Let's move on. Does Kathy Shalega honestly think that she's going to have it better with Jocelyn Peña Melnick, a pro open borders individual, anti-ICE, pro open borders? Anti-Trump. I don't see it. She did find at least a way to say that she is progressive.
Certainly, Delegate Peña Melnick does have some more progressive ideas. But as the Speaker of the House, you really have to make sure that you're listening to everyone, that everyone's opinions and ideas are brought forward to make sure we can come up with the best solution.
No, it's just wishful thinking on her part. I don't think this would be much worse if you thought you got cut off and weren't able to have respectful debate with Adrian Jones. I think it's going to be much worse because, you know, after all, they're in power. They thrust that power on the Republicans every chance they get. And I just don't see it changing anytime soon. So it's time for the Maryland Republican Party to wake up and be an opposition party for once in their existence. So far, we haven't seen it. We have another example of it coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Time for traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so there is some improvement. We said we would come back and check on Annapolis. I-97 right here at Route 32. We can see the pace is improving. The accident down below the bridge at Farm Road and before 178 cleared to the shoulder. So now we're seeing a little gap in the traffic, and it's trying to get a little bit better, even coming down from Benfield Boulevard. The traffic northbound at one point, looking at it, was backed up all the way back to the ramp at Route 50. Let me just look at that ramp. I think that's still backed up a little bit. Yeah, still slow, but it's moving, and then up ahead towards 178, it's getting better. So in about 20 minutes, that should start to improve, especially on the northbound side. The inner loop wreck at Paring Parkway was still in the median. A lot of slowing on the Beltway, fighting the bright sunshine. JFX has been slow this morning from Ruxton Road down through the city county line. Falls Road is affected nearby with a water main break south of Ruxton Road. There was a water main break at Liberty Road, at Deer Park Road. There's ice all over the roadway from a dwelling fire this morning at Cold Spring Lane. I'm sorry, at Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue. Salt trucks asking to come over there. And in the meantime, the fire now is under control, but the cleanup is going to be a while. Then the wreck was at Cold Spring Lane at Hillen Road on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecasts sunny and clouds. A few clouds maybe today, but it's going to be a cold one. Again, low to mid-30s tonight. Back down into the upper 20s. We start to warm up tomorrow. Milder with a chance of rain possible. Mid-40s for the high. Right now, sunny 18 in Baltimore City. And it is 23 in our state capital of Annapolis. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time once again to mark our America's 250th birthday celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. All right, 1907, the first Christmas seals to raise money to fight tuberculosis went on sale at the post office in Washington, D.C. We should point out also 1974, White House aide John Ehrlichman's Watergate trial began, in which he testified U.S. President Nixon was responsible for the cover-up of the Watergate break-in. 1992, some 1,700 U.S. Marines landed in Somalia to secure the airfield port and U.S. Embassy in Mogadishu to restore order to the conflict and famine-stricken country. Of course, they've, many of them have made off much better these days, settling in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and running up $1 billion worth of fraud. 2002, United Airlines said it was losing $22 million a day. They filed for bankruptcy. And finally, in 2014, U.S. Senate Intel Committee report said the CIA's interrogation of terror suspects after 9/11 attacks, more brutal than it was told by the White House or the public, the so-called CIA torture report called CIA tactics deeply flawed, but we certainly wanted to prevent any further attacks. And that was the big debate back then. Again, America 250 birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. And again, if you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is right now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So while we're on the subject of the Maryland GOP, the circular firing squad, in District of 42, Legislative District 42, there is a Republican running for state Senate. That seat is being vacated by Chris West, who is retiring. And the Republican who was initially filed to run, Kevin Ford. Kevin Ford is a farmer. He is a firefighter, family man. I mean, you know, just what you like to see out of your Republican candidates. And you think, okay, let's get behind Kevin Ford, right? No. The Maryland Republican Party, the executive director, Adam Wood, has now filed to run and primary. He's not an incumbent, so it wouldn't be technically a primary, but offer competition in this primary. And there's nothing wrong with competition, but let me just tell you, I did a cursory review. Out of the 47 legislative districts in the Maryland Senate, 35 of them, as of right now, have no Republican candidate. 35 out of 47. Now, you could file up until February 24th, so there'll probably be some Republicans, but instead of focusing on districts where there are no candidates at all, they've decided to put their efforts and all the establishment lining up behind Adam Wood, the executive director of the Maryland GOP, because he's friends with Andy and Nicole Harris. He's friends with Justin Reedy. He's friends with Kathy Zulega and the rest of the establishment. And I don't know Adam Wood. He might be a great guy. I don't know. But the point here is this is why the Republicans continue to fail. Now, I understand that there's a Senate fund in Maryland staking Adam Wood $50,000. So he's going to be gifted $50,000 by the establishment. Kevin Ford's got to scratch tooth and nail to raise money for his race. But the establishment will give $50,000. This is Senator Steve Hershey. Okay, again, part of the Republican establishment in this state. And they might all be nice people. I don't have anything personally against any of these individuals, but I don't like the tactics. I don't like this. This is the kind of losing strategy we've seen repeatedly. I just think that you should know. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. All right, it's 8:21 minutes after the hour. Michael Freeman joins us from the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Good morning, Michael.
I love you never make your opinions felt. You know, that's what I really I love listening to you. So we've discussed this in the past, but it happened again. I just wanted to mention it. People get hurt on a job, and they immediately are rushed to HR or whoever handles workers' comp and sign them up, and they get to go to some doctor that the insurance company or the company works with, and then they rush him right back to work, and maybe you get some time off but and maybe you get a little permanency award, maybe, if you know the right people to do that, because they're not going to, the employer and the insurance company is not going to send you there. And as most of us know, you can't sue your employer in tort. Even if the employer did something negligent, you can't sue them. The remedy is workers' compensation. But what we have found over the years is that many of these accidents involve a third party who caused the accident. Simple example is you drive for a living and you're delivering something for your employer and you get hit in the rear at a light. You were hurt on the job, but you have a third-party claim, we call it a third-party claim, against the third party who is the person, the negligent person who hit you. And you can make your regular tort claim, which includes all of your lost wages, it includes all of your medical bills, it includes pain and suffering, it includes permanency, and there's, quite frankly, more money to be made in a third-party tort claim than workers' compensation. And if you're in a factory and you're working and you trip over a barrel that was put there, who put it there? Maybe the delivery company that delivers the barrels put them in a wrong place. So what I'm telling you is, if you're hurt on the job, give us a call, because even though we don't handle strictly workers' comp cases, a lot of times we find out that, you know what, this isn't a workers' comp case. This turns out to be a third-party tort case because somebody else was at fault. And you need to move quickly on it, on these kind of things. So there could be a video that's taken, et cetera. So give us a call, 410-363-6848. We handle everything for you. If we don't handle it, we'll get you to the right people to do it. So call us anytime. Sean, have a great week. Everybody out there, have a great week. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday for sure.
All right, thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Don't forget the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. Their website, maflaw.com. It's 823. Let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like the wreck on the Interloop at Perrin Parkway may have wrapped up now from the median. It looks a little better for the traffic moving across through that area, coming down the hill from Providence Road. I'm going back over there with the camera. Yeah, it's a lot better right now. So the wreck is gone. Things are loosening up through there. A lot of areas south and east are still fighting the bright sunshine, and that's adding to a lot of those delays. The rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal delays have been there this morning. Very heavy traffic southbound. I want to go back over and visit to the JFX at Ruxton Road. That's still backed up, and it's been backed up this morning all the way down through the city-county line. Very much stop and go right here, well before Northern Parkway. But again, Falls Road is affected with a water main break just south of Ruxton Road, so that may be putting some of this extra traffic onto the JFX southbound. But be prepared, nothing reported southbound, but it looks like it's slow down to at least the 41st Street Bridge. Both the tunnels are still backed up. 25-minute delays at least southbound 95 and 895. And a reminder, at 9, they're going to be doing some concrete work again today. 795 southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard. They'll be working till at least 4 this afternoon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I thought they did that only on the weekends.
This is an emergency.
Oh, an emergency. Okay. So
yes. I'm not going to tell you the words that were used, but let's just say it's emergency.
Okay. Work. All right. I get that. All right. So
I don't want to get in a jackpot.
All right. No.
Any more than I normally am.
Yeah. You're always in a jackpot. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, chilly, high, low to mid-30s today, upper 20s tonight, and milder with some rain tomorrow, mid-40s right now. We're looking at 19 in cloudy in Columbia, 19 in Owings Mills. Let's go to Jeff in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, Sean. I am fired up, and I'm going to try to keep my composure. When I have the privilege of guest hosting on WCBM, the entire premise around all of my shows are the truth has no agenda. I had the opportunity last night to attend the Baltimore County Central Committee Christmas party. Kathy Schlage was the keynote speaker, if you will, the leadoff speaker. First of all, before we get into this, the Republican Party best figure out a way to inject youth into this party. So, honest and hardest working delegate in Annapolis, Kathy Schlage said she believes, I think her name is Melnick, is. So, Sean, these are questions. I know you can't answer them, but these were the topics of Shalaga's little speech last night. I wonder if Melnick believes in boys and girls locker rooms. Is she against boys and girls locker rooms? Is she against boys and girls sports? Does she support ICE? Does she support less taxes and regulations? Because that is all that Kathy Shalaga, were high points of her speech last night regarding what the Republicans are, air quotes, fighting for in Annapolis. So if the Republicans are diligently fighting for what I just said, then how is it they're not the hardest working delegates in Annapolis? And you brought up Chris West and Kathy Shalaga and the MDGOP, which is, I think they all think this is a game and they like being in the minority. Kevin Ford, and you stole my thunder a little bit. I had a nice conversation with Kevin Ford last night. You tell me, what would you prefer? A farmer, a family man, a local coach, career fireman, and like you have said, has successfully, through doing campaigning and what have you, has already raised a decent amount of money versus Adam Wood, who I've never heard of, but is entrenched in the MDGOP. Kevin Ford, I think he declared a few months ago, has been doing all the things that are needed to raise a successful grassroots campaign, and all of a sudden, now, when a lot of the money he's raised could easily be used not only for his race, Sean, but it could funnel into races for other grassroots candidates. But no, we're going to get into another circle fight with the Baltimore County Republican Party, because I guess I don't know why they don't like Kevin Ford, because quite frankly, as I say all the time, we are a representative republic, which means we, the citizens, are supposed to represent our fellow citizens. And here we go again with a man who's going to take time out. And if you know anything about farming, it's a full-time job. And he's also a full-time farmer to serve his fellow citizens.
Yeah, and the thing that sticks out to me here, Jeff, is, and again, the filing deadline is still 2 months away, but as of right now, there are no Republican candidates in 35 of 47 state legislative districts. And yet they choose to go after the one where they already have a guy that he's, you know, right out of central casting. He's a guy that you want. He's raising money. He's a family man, as you say, a farmer, a career firefighter. Why would you try to challenge him in the one when you already have a representative of that district? Get behind him. Throw the $50,000 towards him instead. Because, you know, here's the deal, and I'm just going to say this, and I don't know for sure, but it's about control. They want people they can control. Kevin Ford's his own man. He's not going to answer to anybody.
This is what prevents the good citizens of Maryland running for office to try to make change in this wonderful state. I know you're up against the clock. I look forward to talking to you soon, and thank you very much for the time.
All right, my pleasure. More calls coming up on this topic and more at 8:30. It's time for News Headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An Annapolis man has a court appearance coming up related to his arrest for possession of child pornography. 84-year-old Patrick Jinks is facing 9 counts after Anne Arundel County Police began investigating him in October of 2024. Police received a tip about child pornography from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the IP address was tracked to Jinks, and he was arrested in June. Jinks has an initial appearance in the Anne Arundel County Circuit Court scheduled for December 22nd. The city of Annapolis will be holding the second of 3 nights of Midnight Madness this week. On Thursday, December 11th, local shops, boutiques, and galleries will stay open late, offering special deals, holiday treats, and experiences that won't be found during regular business hours. The streets of Annapolis are decorated for the holidays with trees, garland, snowflakes, and there's free on-the-street entertainment. The last night of Midnight Madness will take place December 18th. And Governor Moore and First Lady Dawn will be opening Government House to celebrate the holidays this weekend. There will be a public open house on Saturday, December 13th from 9 a.m. until noon. The governor says reflecting on this year, he and the First Lady know it's been tough for many residents, and they're inspired by the incredible heart and resilience shown by all Marylanders. And a city police officer is injured following a Monday night crash in North Baltimore. The accident happened near the intersection of Falls Road and Cold Spring Lane while the officer's vehicle was stationary. The suspect involved in the crash took off on foot but was quickly taken into custody by other officers. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ins 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a reminder, cold temperatures today. Water main breaks, Falls Road, south of Ruxton Road. They're alternating lanes there. Liberty Road at Deer Park Road. And we get these when it gets cold like this. So if it's going to stay this way for a while, it's going to be a continuing problem for the local traffic. JFX is still slow coming south of Ruxton Road down through the city county line. The Beltway is pretty much all the normal delay. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 down through Frederick Road. I-97, slow improvement there from earlier problems after the ramps at Route 32 and down towards the bridge at 178. That's also improving. Both the tunnels are still backed up pretty close to Moravia Road on 95, and 895 was still backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and very cold again today with highs in the low to mid 30s, turning mostly cloudy and freezing tonight as lows plummet back into the upper 20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Ravens licking their wounds today. They'll be back at Ed and Owings Mills tomorrow as they leave the Steelers behind, and they set their sights on Cincinnati. With the news that it's still all there for Baltimore, if the Ravens win out, they win the division. Although Lamar acknowledges the margin for error is extremely slim.
Absolutely. I feel like each and every week there's no room for error. You know, we're professionals, so I feel like we're just trying to win as much as we could right now. Like we've just been talking about, four-game stretch. We just got to lock in and put it all on the line.
Orioles President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias in Orlando for the baseball winter meetings, grilled by reporters about the Orioles' off-season plans, asked yesterday if a world exists where the Orioles can add two top-end of the rotation pitchers.
I think that that's a possibility, that we have multiple starting pitchers on major league contracts. But there's a possibility that it's just one. I think it's just going to kind of depend on the personnel.
Other baseball news, Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani voted the AP's Male Athlete of the Year, joining Lance Armstrong, Tiger Woods, and LeBron James as a four-time winner of the award. To the NBA we go, where last night belonged to Pelicans forward named Derek Queen.
Derek Queen against Carter Bryant. Man, gets the runner.
You out there cooking.
He's up to 23.
Joe Myers and Antonio Daniels had the call on Gulf Coast Sports. 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for Queen. His first career triple-double. The Spurs, though, spoil the party, 135-132. Other NBA news, Heat guard Terry Rozier pleaded not guilty to gambling charges in court. College basketball, UNLV inked a jersey patch sponsor deal this week. That is a first in college sports. And along those lines, they're celebrating in the offices of Fox Sports today. As for the first time, time FIFA, the governing body of world soccer, makes a major change for the World Cup, implementing mandatory three-minute breaks at the midway point of the first and second halves, giving players a chance to catch their breath, replenish fluids, meaning six more minutes of commercials for Fox. Happy heavenly birthday to the great Dick Butkus today, Chicago Bear Hall of Fame linebacker, sportscaster, and don't forget actor. He was in My Two Dads, born in Chicago, Illinois on this day in 1942. And on this day in baseball history, who can ever forget? Take you back 60 years, December 9th, 1965, one of the most lopsided trades in MLB history. The Reds trade former National League MVP Frank Robinson to the Orioles for pitcher Milt Pappas, reliever Jack Balchin, and young outfielder Dick Simpson. And you know the rest is history. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the end is at hand for a wrestling legend.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
All right, we have a Gary to Gary challenge here. Gary in Kingsville has a question for Gary Stunnett on sports.
Gary, go ahead, Gary.
Yes, sir. You know, I've heard an awful lot of commentary about Pittsburgh's offensive schemes and how much smarter they were than our defensive inepts. But I've heard very little. You just mentioned Lamar a moment ago, but it just seems to me that because of his interceptions, fumbles, and the number of times he has failed to get rid of the ball and thus got sacked, he's either stalled drives or led to turnovers, so much so that, in my view, it's Lamar that's cost us the last two victories.
Hmm. You mean the games over Cincinnati and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, the Cincinnati game, for sure. I mean, that was probably Lamar's worst game, at least that I can remember, him playing in Baltimore. I mean, I don't think Lamar was the reason they lost against Pittsburgh. If you're looking at the season as a whole, Gary, yeah, I think you're right. I think Lamar's subpar play, injured, not injured, whatever the situation is, has led to the Ravens, demise this year. But, I mean, he missed three games also. And the Ravens didn't have an answer in terms of a backup quarterback, and the Ravens lost all three games.
When you're not on the field, I get that. When you're on the field playing like that, that's not good.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think you make a good point, Gary.
Yeah,
I also
sure it's
think
a good point.
The last two games, Isaiah likely fumbling that ball before he crosses into the end zone in Cincinnati. I do think that was a touchdown catch against Pittsburgh.
Sure. I think the reality is, in general, that the way your quarterback goes is the way your team goes.
Yep.
That's true. But it's never that simple. Football's a complicated sport. Right. There's 22 guys on the field doing it, and if one breaks down...
Except there's only one making the kind of money that...
Yeah, no,
Lamar
absolutely. I agree with Gary.
It's a team sport. It seems to me that one individual shouldn't be making that kind of money.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. Gary, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. And so you got fans all over Baltimore.
Why is that surprising to you? You're like shocked.
I am.
Look at your face.
Stunned. All right. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, Sean.
It's 8:39. Blanca is in Baltimore. Good morning, Blanca.
Good morning.
There she is.
Good morning. I had to breathe for a second because I'm like Jeff. I am so done with this. This issue with the MDGOP, I was at the convention this past Saturday. And I'm part of the Baltimore City Republican Central Committee, so I am speaking I'm speaking for Blanca. But I am tired of this, because we're not fighting, playing with pool noodles while the Democrats get their swords out. There were so many candidates that were there, but they were not mentioned. There was one mention, and if one was mentioned, why not all mentioned? The person mentioned is running for school board. Wonderful. That is great. But, you know, when we are, you know, this MDGOP, I mean, I was a Democrat, flaming one, you know, with the signs, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, my body, my choice, and all this damn shit that doesn't...
Whoop. Gotta be careful there, Blanca. It's a family radio show.
Sorry about that. But I was that. And I'm not going back. But I'm also cannot, you know, we need new leadership from the top down. at the central committee level and every, you know, people want to just get along. If you're not America First, if you're not Trump supporter, and you don't want Maryland to succeed, then, you know, people need to get really, they need to look elsewhere. You know, people like Kathy and her sidekick, Ryan, they should not get airtime any longer. You know, you cannot just, oh, look, they're listening to us. Yeah. You know what? My hamster listens to me when I tell it that I love him. Okay? We need new leadership from the top down. That way Maryland is not decimated. Okay? People have come to this country, come to the Maryland, come to Baltimore City to make it better. And the Maryland, I mean, who's dating who now? That's what I'm thinking. Who's dating who and who's paying who and who's sleeping with whom at this point? Because we cannot survive as a party if we don't have great leadership at the top to mobilize us with swords and to mobilize us to reach the young people, mobilize us to reach everyone, yes, with the Republican values that have stood the test of time.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just think that I don't know who that leader is as of yet. They may surface eventually, but as of right now, it's a rudderless ship. It really is. And I watch. This is typical. What happens in minority parties? They fight for scraps. They don't have a seat at the table, so they end up fighting for scraps. Blanca, thanks so much for the call. Tom's in Parkville. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Sean. I'm going to try to keep my cool as well. Both what Jeff and Blanca said are very valuable and took a little of my thunder, but I hope I get a little time to talk about both.
Let me do this. Let me put you on hold because I got to do a traffic report. I want to give you a fair shot. So yes, I'll put you back on hold. I don't normally do that, but I want to make sure you get your say. It's 8:43 traffic weather on the threes. And now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
And 895 southbound looks a little better now. There had been an incident around O'Donnell Street within the last half an hour, only was adding to the heavy traffic, which was already there. But it's improving now. Some gaps in the traffic, and actually the traffic is going into the southbound tunnel on 895 with all the lanes clear. Now 95, that's a different story. The tail end of that backup is still slowing right after Moravia Road, but all the lanes at least are open. All four lanes are moving into the southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway, yep, all pretty much the normal delay still out there. Parkville side through Pikesville down the west side from 795. And speaking of 795, beginning at 9, they're doing some concrete work today, probably again tomorrow, 795 southbound at Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, chilly, low to mid-30s. That's it. Overnight lows, upper 20s. Tomorrow, rain is possible, but it will be a little warmer, mid-40s. That will feel welcome after this last week or so. Right now, it's cloudy 20 in Ellicott City, and it is 33, mostly cloudy, in Ocean City. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
I feel good news. Something brought to you by Town Appliance. You know, people online have now donated almost $2 million to help an 88-year-old Michigan retiree. Ed Bombas went viral last week after a positivity influencer shared a video of him working at a grocery store. Ed lost his pension when GM went bankrupt. Then his wife got sick and passed away. He was forced to sell their home together in order to meet his bills. He went to work to try and pay off $200,000 in medical debt. Yes, he's a veteran as well. And over the weekend, he found out how much people donated. Here is that special moment.
This may be overwhelming, but we do have a little surprise for you. So if you would like to come with me, I want to reveal that this is one of the largest individual fundraisers in GoFundMe history. If you want, you will be able to retire, because we've raised you $1.77 million.
Look, cannot express in any words how thankful I am to all the people.
Incredible moment, incredible story. That's why we have our feel-good news segment of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi.
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, we go back to the phones. Tom, patiently waiting in Parkville. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, thanks again. Glad to hear that good news, too. That was really good. Anyway, two things. I want to touch on the Adam Wood first and then the Kathy Shalega. Adam Wood, if you look at his LinkedIn profile, he's got a history. He's actually a bit of a carpetbagger. He's currently the Maryland GOP director, just so point of reference. But he has failed campaigns in North Carolina and so on and so forth. But here's an interesting thing. And I have, in full disclosure, I have already filed a complaint with Jared DeMarinis over at the SBE, because as of now, he has not resigned his position. Now, if you remember the last election, Reardon Sullivan and Kathy Spiro were still maintaining that they hold their offices while they ran for the bigger one. But Jared said, no, you have two finance controls. That's against campaign law. So they resigned. Okay? He hasn't yet. Secondly, he's in a contested fight.
You mean he hasn't resigned as executive director of the MDGOP?
That is correct.
All right.
As of this point, And I'll put a complaint in to make sure that that kind of gets, that happens. Secondly, Nicole Ambrose is listed in the press release as former congressional candidate, which is a fact, but she's also the national committee woman.
Right.
They don't mention that in there. And she has endorsed him in a contested primary, which is against their state bylaws.
Yep.
However, people that I saw at the convention, people I spoke to who went to the convention, she excused it. She says, I'm a national committee woman. I'm not subject to those bylaws. Well, that's a lie. All right, so that's a lie. So that's I thought I'd bring that up. Now, on Kathy Shalega, this is not untypical behavior. Just remember the last election, she had her little group, which now is the Freedom Caucus, called Maryland is United. They were supposed to elect more Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, having worked for Delegate Boatler, they attacked him. They went after him. Even Rick Metzger had a mailer with their slug on it going, or I'm sorry, against him being attacked by or attacking Valerie McDonough in a mailer. So I'm not putting it past her to be a bully, because she is. But the fact of the matter is, the fact that she would come up and do this and praise Adrian Jones, and then I could go on and on about the things that she has done over the years to attack other Republicans, to scream at them in their offices. I was there. I was there for this thing.
Right. And I know Delegate Shalega said that she and Delegate Pena Melnick are going to disagree on some issues. Well, I'm just curious which ones. She's pro-reparations.
Hang on.
She's pro-reparations. She was instrumental in getting abortion enshrined in the state constitution. She's for transgender rights. She's for the baby killers over at Planned Parenthood. And she's anti-ICE. So I guess maybe all those issues might be a problem. I don't know.
Well, I do question her Shalega's pro-life stance, because she was not getting endorsed for pro-life by Maryland Right to Life, and then she turned around and tried to get rid of Laura Boebly as a result. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that she's pulled.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine, Tom, if people like Delegate Shalega and others would actually fight Democrats instead of Republicans.
Do you remember Tom Maher?
I certainly do.
All the time. He used to say, they have all the leadership of a caboose.
Bingo. Tom, got to run, but listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate that so much. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just a few minutes left in the show if you want to weigh in. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202 225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com. The Rob Carson Show.
There's no national coverage of the scandal from the Letter Networks in Minneapolis, which says one thing to me, the Democrats are involved in. Duh. That's why they ignored it. It is a massive scandal to the tune of billions of dollars, and the national media, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, NPR, none of them are covering it, which means the Democrats are knee-deep in it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Paz says, someone should remind the Maryland GOP of Churchill's saying that an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last. Yes, Kristen.
Oh, I don't know if I can fit it in all the time, but yes, Jeff, Blanca, and Tom were all 100% right. And, you know, it's just, did we not just say that the Maryland GOP's MO is to contest their own election? I mean, to put in their own people. Literally, sometimes they just select people. But no, literally, it's actually their own members. And they were all right. Nicolee Ambrose broke the rule 4 years ago. She was still a committee woman when she was running for Congress. So, again, they break their own rules. And, you know, Adam Wood is like a political operative that was hired here 4 years ago when Nicole Harris took over the GOP as her right-hand man. He's not from here. He doesn't have roots here. He's had other campaigns, whether he's won or lost, I don't know. But, like, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what's... that is just so amazing to me. So I hope people wake up. And again, we need outsiders, which is what I said earlier.
All right, very good. A lot of great rants this morning. You can continue it online or on the app or here in the remaining minutes of the show or with Kim. I'm sure Kim will be touching on this in her show. It's 8:53. Time once again for traffic weather on the threes. Question from Mark. He wants to know, Sean, does Mammoth Johnson also do traffic locally in Brooksville, Florida?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, 99.9 FM.
All right, there you have it. So if you're ever in the Brooksville region, we've had people go down there and report back to us. They've had Chuck Whitaker sightings at Buffet City, among other establishments.
Fake news. Fake news. Let's just get right to the point.
Most of the sightings have been on golf courses and hot tubs, but other than
That's different. That's different. Golf courses and hot tubs are different. Some, here's how they're different. One, well, they all have water. Okay, I guess they're not different. I put myself right in the corner there.
Yes, you did.
95 and the Old Harbor Tunnel are improving, so we're under a five-minute delay now. That's very good. At one point, we were backed up about 30 minutes. And then the interchange here at 95 Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open. I just looked at the camera. It's 795 at Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm going to be doing some work in that area. They have not yet set up southbound after Owings Mills Boulevard. They're apparently going to be in there between 9 and 4 today doing some work on the concrete. Leftover slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. Clean up on the fire call and ice all over the roadway in the city. Reisterstown Road at Fulton Avenue. Some of the equipment now is going back home, and I know those first responders will be glad to be back inside. Bless your heart. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly sunny today, chilly, low to mid-30s, tonight upper 20s, and then we start to warm up a bit, mid-40s tomorrow with some rain possible, and right now 20 and cloudy in Parkville, 22 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. Of course, we got lots of local news to talk about. I know you were talking earlier about the speakership in Annapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get into that. Very interesting topic and a lot of interesting support right out the gate there. So we'll talk about that for sure.
Yeah, there was support for Adrian Jones in leaving and now for Peña Melnick as well. I just don't, I don't get it when you're supposed to be an opposition party. I understand you want to be collegial.
Yeah.
And you have to have some comedy.
Right.
But we've been losing for so long in this state, you'd think things would change.
Yeah. Or we're just used to losing.
Yeah, that
so
could be.
That's where we are.
Yeah, we'll just keep our little scraps. We'll keep our little scraps.
Yeah.
We'll be happy we get those.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because, you know, they're trying to thwart off extremely progressive speakers, possibly. I don't know.
Well,
we'll talk about it.
Peña Melnick's pretty progressive.
Yeah. Look, I grew up in PG County. I know some of these characters.
In College Park. She was repping College Park. She was on the council out there. She's as progressive as they come.
Yeah. So, well, I will say David Boone would be a lot worse out of Montgomery County.
Yeah.
I think anybody out of Montgomery County would be a lot worse. But it's still, you know what? We'll talk about this for sure. Obviously, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has announced her Senate bid. A very interesting campaign.
You said it with a smile. Is this red meat for you?
No. Well, I just think it's interesting because, I mean, right now you already have Congressman Wesley Hunt. You know, he's announced that he's running in the Senate. He already posted. He goes, man, could you imagine a debate between myself and Jasmine or even Jasmine and Ken Paxton?
Yeah.
I mean,
Cornyn's a goner.
Yeah. But it's like, but those two alone would annihilate her. So anyways, we're going to talk about this because I thought her campaign ad was interesting.
It's at the TDS platform.
Yeah, yeah. But does it work? It's an interesting strategy. Does it work?
We'll see.
You know what?
In a red state, this is a statewide election. This isn't just Austin or Texas 30. This is statewide. So
and
good luck with that.
She was talking about gun control. Yeah, a lot of that stuff. So anyways, we'll talk about that. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene sitting down on 60 Minutes. There are a couple things that she said that I wanted to discuss that I didn't get to yesterday. So that, of course, lots of local news.
You know, I was going to do that story, and I just, for me, if you can't even show up to vote in the waning few days of your term that you quit on, I got no time for you.
Yeah, well, I just don't understand the strategy with her. I mean, just kind of taking all these shots at Trump. I mean, what's the point? He's not running in 2028.
Yeah. See, Trump's post on Truth Social, didn't you?
Yeah, we'll get into that one, too.
All right.
Yep.
Stay tuned. Kim's got a lot of red meat, so to speak, coming up here in just a second on Kim Klasick Live. And video fixed, right? So we're going to get the video stream fixed? Yes, it's fixed. It's going to get the video stream today. All right, some other tidbits here that we didn't have time to get to, but Biden's FBI knew about the J6 pipe bomber Brian Cole in April of 2021. Okay? Former Director Chris Wray knew that Cole was the pipe bomber. For some reason, chose not to take him in custody and charge him with crimes. So that needs to be investigated. J.B. Pritzker, the Sanctuary, Illinois governor, we find out released 1,700 criminal illegal aliens, including murderers and child rapists, since January of this year. On to the unsuspecting people of Chicago and Illinois. So, again, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us. And the woke D.C. police chief, we just saw her last week at a press conference, Pamela Smith, she announced yesterday she's stepping down. And they're saying due to the Trump's federalizing the D.C. police force and sending in the National Guard. But that's only till February of next year. That's not a permanent thing. So why did Pamela Smith, one of America's worst police chiefs, by the way, why did she step down? There's an investigation into the manipulation of crime statistics in Washington, D.C. I'm wondering if that had anything to do with it or not. Inquiring minds want to know. Stay tuned. Thanks for your calls, comments, emails, texts, etc. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.